Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Just sit right back and you'll hear some talk about a football team and rear end bubbles and wedge salads. PFW in Progress. The host was a mighty radio man. His crew was a childish bunch. They invited New England Patriots fans for a two-hour lunch. A two-hour lunch. The email started getting rough. The producer, he was lost. If not for the courage of the fearless Fred, the broadcast would be tossed. The broadcast would be tossed. The show's alive and it can be heard on Patriots.com with Fred Kirsch and Big Head 2. The balding one and his paunch, Scalabrino, Tacoma, and Dr. D. PFW in Progress.
That's the show is starting, huh? Oh, boy. Hi, everybody. We're busy here.
Eating.
Yeah.
And talking. Not into our mics.
Sorry about that. Mark from London is here, and he was so nice to bring us food, so we were just chatting with Mark about soccer and football and
our trip to London.
Trip to London.
He's talking to you guys about soccer?
Anyway.
Yeah, because he doesn't like it either. Welcome. So he fits right in.
Welcome to the show, PFW in Progress. Andy's here, Paul's here, Fred's here, Doc's in the booth, Mark's here from London, and Eric? Will he?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Anyway, it's Thursday, and we're getting excited about this game coming up on Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens. It should be the best test so far, I think, for the Patriots. The Ravens are, I don't know, if you had to make a power ranking, I would put the Ravens at the top of that right now. Probably playing like
one
of
people are.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great game. I can't wait. And
big test.
Yeah.
Matchups. Yeah. Questionable matchups.
Any weather reports forecast for Sunday?
I'm sure there are.
I heard more rain.
More rain. Ooh.
Oh yeah, Saturday night into Sunday. Rain.
Warmer
question of
than
when
we have
it ends.
Right now, but rain.
Who does that benefit? Do you think?
I
think if as long as it's not windy, it's not a big deal.
I don't think it really benefits either team. Like last week, it rained. I don't think it benefited or hurt either team at all.
It's not like Kurt Warner coming to town.
The heavy wind, that impacts a passing game, but both teams are pretty
heavy wind, I would
say,
would benefit the Ravens, because I think the Ravens have a better chance of running against the Patriots than the Patriots do of running against the Ravens.
Yeah, that could be.
They have the two-headed monster, and let's be honest, despite the addition of Terdell Sands, who spoke today and is an absolute beast, their run defense is still suspect without Vince Wilfork.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. And before we get into the locker room today, Bill didn't talk, but you guys were in the locker room. Let's introduce Mark. Mark, how you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, guys.
Whereabouts in London are you from?
I'm not actually in London. It's a place called Swindon, 65 miles or so west of London.
Okay.
So,
good show prep, Fred.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't listening earlier when I was talking.
I don't know. He doesn't listen. I was talking directly to him before you came to the room, and he goes, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
At least I admitted it. So, Swindon.
Yeah. Swindon in Wiltshire, West Country, sort of.
So you've been in the States for about a little over a week now?
12 days.
12 days,
Started off in New York, 5 days down there, and then came up here, spent a few days in Boston, out here for the game at the weekend.
Went to the Sox last night.
Yes, went and saw the Sox, getting absolutely hammered.
But,
it's up Pawtucket.
They only had half a team out last night, because they'd already clinched the night before.
Yeah.
And we've had a few days down on the Cape, and then just came back up here and fortunate enough to get to see you guys.
Well, that's great. And
we're at least better than the Red Sox, right?
This is true.
You'll be heading back tonight, I think?
Yeah, we got an early evening flight back to London.
But you will be going to the game at Wembley
in
October.
Very much so.
So tell me about, you know, the buzz in, you know, UK about the page. Is this like, you know, because we're hearing so much from our UK fans on this show and Ask PFW. Everyone seems to be energized.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's really up for this. They're really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
There's a big clamor for tickets when it was first announced, and that's way back in December.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people over in the UK that have stumped up money for tickets since January of this year.
Right.
And now, you know, only a couple of weeks to go. Game can't come soon enough.
Now, obviously, you guys, as the whole UK Patriots Alliance, excited about the Patriots coming there, obviously. But what about just football in general? Because Commissioner Goodell keeps saying kind of long-term that Super Bowls could be in London or even a team full-time in London. What do you think of that?
I would be against both, personally.
Okay.
I think the Super Bowl should always be played in the States.
I agree.
American game, it's about, you imagine asking us to take our FA Cup final and play it in Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I agree. Well said by a native Englander.
I suppose that, I mean, we had a team many years back. You go back to the London Monarchs.
Yep.
From many years ago. And it didn't really catch on there. And I'm not sure that it would nowadays.
Now, how many teams are supported over there? Like, obviously, UK Patriots are big, and Tampa might have a following. I don't know. How many teams have a following?
That's difficult to say, really. I mean, I went to a Wembley game last year, and you saw shirts from every team. Yep. They sold that game out pretty quickly.
Right.
And, as I say, shirts from every team all over the, all around the stadium.
So what do you think for this game? Do you think it'll be a lot of Patriots fans dominating, or do you think it'll be evenly split? What do you think?
I think it will probably be more evenly split.
Really?
Yeah. We don't tend to get a feel for how big the support is for the other teams.
All right.
I think being Patriots fans, you're Patriots focused, and that's you don't really worry about what the rest are doing.
Yeah.
It's
well, but now getting back to what you said before, you know, about the Monarchs. if there was a full fledged team though in London, part of the NFL, part of the 32 or 33, whatever the number of teams, and it had a player like an Adrian, you know, the top flight players, you don't think that London would adopt that as their team?
I doubt it very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I really think that you would struggle to establish a team in the UK on a full-time, permanent basis, you know, through an expansion team or whatever.
Right.
Now, you told us off the air that you've kind of gotten away from soccer. Too much money involved, and maybe you're not as passionate about it as you once were. Is that how most football fans or Patriots fans are? Is it a substitute for soccer, or are most people passionate for both?
No, I think a lot of the fans are passionate for both.
Okay.
I mean, if you look on the UK Pats website, you'll see there's various other threads there related to soccer. And,
right.
And yeah, there's some very passionate people on there. And then there's some others like myself that don't really care that much for UK soccer, as right. you'd call it. It's. Yeah, I'd much rather be able to watch more American football.
You're a very smart man, obviously.
what would you say, percentage-wise, people that fall into your category in terms of the NFL? Not so much the soccer, because I would imagine you're probably kind of in the minority there. But are there a lot of people that the NFL at large, they pay attention to it each and every week, and it's a big part of their sports watching?
Again, I'm afraid I would say I can't really answer
no.
that.
It would be hard to know what everybody else. You know, as Bill would say, you have to ask him.
Yeah, you'd have to get on some forums and try and get some feedback that way and see what people have got to say.
Now, you guys are allowed to bet on the games, right?
Yes.
Is that a big... I mean, how is NFL betting in London? Is it huge? Is it... Yeah?
Not being a betting person, I don't know.
Okay.
There are, I mean, you can, as you say, you can bet on all sorts of sports in the UK. Obviously, football is the big one and horse racing.
Right, right.
But you probably could get some bets on NFL games.
Oh, I would imagine,
So can I bet on the Patriots when we go over there?
When you go over there, yeah.
No. I mean, can I? Or will I be fired immediately?
Well, yeah.
You're outside the jurisdiction, aren't you, in the UK?
No, Fred will still be there. I think I'll still fall under Fred's watch. Yeah,
I'll find out. But okay.
Especially if I take the Bucks.
Well, that's interesting.
I'll take the points.
Again, thanks for buying us lunch today, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome.
And he's here, Fred, most importantly. He's here to try. He's come all the way across the pond, as they say, to try a chicken parm calzone.
Okay, well, you better try it.
I can't believe you didn't get it on this of all days.
Of all days. No, Andy. Andy,
but I didn't know this until I ordered, and I had one on. I would have had I known, because they are great. I hope I didn't hype it up too much, so it feels like that movie, The Hangover. That's not going to live up to the hype for me, and I'm not sure this calzone will live up to the hype for him.
No, we saw that movie on a flight, and...
Funny?
You didn't like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Potty humor?
I thought it was...
Yeah.
Right up my alley.
I thought it was really funny. Yeah. The last part is just...
All right, don't ruin it for me. I haven't seen it. Right. In a couple of weeks, when we fly to Denver, I'm watching it.
Yeah, I don't think... Watching movies on the plane on that little screen... It takes a lot away from it, I think. Any movie. Yeah.
Maybe. But if it's funny, it's funny.
The cinematography involved in a movie like The Hangover is probably...
I got to think, if I can hear the lines, I'm going to laugh.
Well, that's
if
the
funny.
Thing. You don't necessarily hear everything. You're distracted by people. And.
I doubt it.
All right. Anyway, okay, Mark. Well, thank you very much. And let us know how you like that chicken parm calzone.
Cut into it.
I'll get stuck into it, yeah.
Yeah, what's your wife doing?
She's staying out in the green room. She saw a picture of Fred before we got here, and she thought she'd be safer out there.
He does tend to molest women that come into the studio, just whoever they are.
It's not a physical thing.
It's a mental molestation.
It's a verbal thing, and it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yes. You have a reputation, Fred.
It's all right.
Hey, Lisa, you look pretty hot today.
I'm a warm-blooded American male attracted to the opposite sex. What can I tell you?
I also had a little laugh last night, though, when we turned up at the hotel in Boston and went into the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
To be greeted by...
I said the opposite sex.
Oh, man, Fred!
What the hell is that?
It's the soap with a hole in it.
Soap with a slot.
It's your idea. So you stole it. You never even came up with the idea.
What is it? Hold on.
It'll wear away and it won't leave you the little sliver left. It's hollow in the middle, empty in the middle.
Genuine soap with a slot.
What is it? I'm the guy who came up with it, but what is it?
Right. He stole it. He clearly went to a hotel that had it, thought he could come back. Probably did it at somewhere far away.
This innovative, ergonomically shaped, waste-reducing soap has been designed to eliminate the unused center of traditional soap bars. This soap is cruelty-free and contains no animal fat or byproducts. This carton. Wow. But you don't get a lot of soap with it.
You got no waste, though.
Yeah. No waste. Ah. What are you adding? It's your idea. How can you be upset at your idea?
F them. The slot's better.
What do you mean? That... He's an idiot. I apologize for him. That was very... What hotel are you staying at that had that?
That's the Buckminster, right next to Fenway Park.
Oh, nice. You've had a nice little trip here.
Yeah.
All the major sites of New England and teams and...
Yeah, the only down spot was the Bates Motel just down the road on Sunday.
Oh, you stayed there?
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't stay at the Renaissance right here at Patriot Place?
I couldn't afford to. I had to buy you guys lunch.
Could buy about 1,000 lunches for the cost of that place.
Yeah, it's a little bit expensive. I did look into it.
Yeah.
And then looked out of it
just
quickly.
Just as a special occasion.
They upped the rates on game day. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's about $350 a night.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, I think it's like $199 or something.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, the Bates Motel. There's some real sketchy hotels on Route 1 here.
Yeah, well, we wanted to stay somewhere where we could walk on game day, because we'd heard what the parking and the traffic and everything was like.
Right.
We thought, well, yeah, we'll take a chance. But when we got back there on Saturday night, we came up and did the hall on Saturday early evening.
How'd you like that?
Oh, it was great. Tremendous. Yeah. Would have liked more time, but we were a bit pushed in the end.
Yeah.
And then we went back to the motel, and it was like a scene from Roadhouse.
Yeah.
There was a live band playing. There was state police there. There was...
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I once stayed at one of these places. I wasn't living as close to the stadium at the time, and it was here late at night, so I said, you know what, I'll just stay over in the room I was in. I didn't even want to take the sheets off. There were stains on the carpet like there was a murder there. I mean, it was... You know, I didn't get much sleep that night. Let's just say that.
Yeah, sounds a bit like this one.
Right. All right, so guys, locker room. You said you talked to Trudell Sands, mm-hmm. and he was relatively funny.
Oh, he's funny, engaging. Football-wise, he said he's playing some nose and some three technique, but's going to do whatever they ask him to do. Kind of compared the organizations, and he had some little throwaway phrases that were kind of jabs
that's
at Oakland. Oakland.
That's the Raiders.
Been there 6 years. We didn't win. And he sees why things are done a little differently and a little better here, why the two organizations are kind of on, you know, polar opposites on the spectrum. Mm. As I told you, I asked him if he liked being the biggest man in the room all the time, and he said, no, not really, because everybody asked me how big I am, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Apparently he had T-shirts made up that say 520 to answer the question. You do the math. Which I didn't really get at first. I'm assuming it's centimeters, that he's 520 centimeters tall.
It's not pounds, is it?
No. And by the way, he is apparently 6'8", not 6'7". So he's listed a little shorter than he actually is, which is why he looks big. Talked about Ted Washington, which playing with him in Oakland and immediately came to mind. Can you imagine those two?
Right.
Hey, after practice, you want to go get a burger at McDonald's and those two walk in the door? I mean, or a buffet? It just... end it all. Also asked him if he finally got a ride yesterday, because when Paul and I were leaving, he was standing outside the stadium with a T-shirt and his arms tucked inside, looking like he was freezing to death, waiting for a ride. And he said his uncle finally showed up and got him, but he was cold, he said.
So he has an uncle that lives locally?
I don't know.
Oh.
He walked away while I was...
Okay.
I'm still a little scared of him. He's the biggest guy I've ever seen. His head is just... You think I have a big head. He must wear like a 10.5 hat or something. I mean, just ridiculous.
Wow.
He's right.
Okay.
It's a very, very big guy.
So other than...
An intimidating guy.
And wasn't always big. 10th grade, I think he said he hit a growth spurt. Wasn't like started, you know, always the biggest kid all the way growing up.
Wow.
Hit a growth spurt, and I think he said the 10th grade.
And he hasn't stopped since?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't have any of those things where you don't stop growing. He wears a size 15, though, which I thought was kind of small for his overall
size. Yeah, for that
size.
Yeah.
You know, some of these guys have like 22s, 23s, whatever. So I thought that was interesting, but... Hmm. Matt Light had a large
Just had his celebrity shootout the other day.
Yeah, and he talked just a lot of different things about getting ready for the Ravens in the front and the pass rush and did they learn
good
from the
duck.
Jets, all the stuff. And then he spent a lot of time one-on-one with Ron Borges talking player rep
that
league
stuff.
That
could only mean trouble.
Well, which I said to Ron, so you're running Matt Light out of town now. What's he going to be traded to the Lions tomorrow? Doesn't usually bode well for those player rep guys, A, just to be player reps, and B, to be talking to Ron Borges.
No, that's the bad, bad combination.
Yes.
So.
And Randy Moss, I saw his pink gloves. Those gloves are pink. I mean, pop-type pink. They really jump out at you.
He was talking to Karen a little bit about that, Karen Grigian from the Boston Herald. And I think they were talking about the gloves and where he got them and stuff. But it was a very rare interaction at all between Randy and any reporter, and it probably went on for a good 5 minutes.
Well, that's nice.
So I'd be interested to read what Karen has to write about that, if anything. I'm not sure what they were talking about. I really have no idea. I think they were talking about the gloves initially, but
could be whether or not Fred Taylor can still carry the load.
He's carrying the mail.
He's carrying
the mail, all right.
Yeah.
So you want to explain that little shot?
That was
what
happened on Monday.
We talked about it in the air, ripping the questions from the reporters.
Well, the
it wasn't
writers,
a bad question.
I don't think it was.
Yeah. And okay, so that's about it. How was the mood?
I think Andy pretty much.
Were there enough players to create a mood
that was there?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you had enough players to actually create a mood.
Okay. Welker walked through the locker room.
Unaided.
Paul dubbed Wesley ready to play.
I looked at Andy. I said, I'm using the Andy Hart eyeball test. Wesley will go on Sunday.
Surgical sock? Nothing?
Well, he had sweats on from head to toe, so I don't know. But no sign of a limp or anything. That means nothing. I was just being funny.
Big Vince anywhere to be seen?
Nope.
Big Vince not anywhere to be seen. Jonathan Wilhite did a similar Welker-like cameo in, out.
Paul yelled something at him and he ran
and
out
he ran.
The door. It was weird.
I said, hey, Wilhite, and he ran. It was funny.
Prescott Burgess back on the practice squad had a nice had a nice crowd around him. I didn't join it because
he's back.
I just have no interest.
Yeah,
practice squad linebacker. Okay, so he played for the Ravens. Great.
Yeah,
who gives a rat's? But I really hate that. That whole ex-player thing really drives me nuts. Who cares? They're not helping.
Yeah,
if they can't block Terrell Suggs and if they can't stop Ray Rice and Joe Flacco, they're not going to win. What, regardless of whatever Prescott Burgess tells us.
People look for that connection, any type of angle that they can write around, you know.
Yeah, no interest.
No interest, is Andy. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Mm-hmm. webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Desk site still going good.
Can I tell you, I went to Pat's fans and there was a thread with like five responses. First one was, it's pretty cool, blah, blah, blah. One was, not available on Mac or something, so the guy was upset.
Right.
Then it was, tried to download it, but got an error message halfway through and couldn't complete it. Next one was, it's pretty cool, except the videos don't work. So you might there might be some bugs in there.
Well, that's not good.
But have you been getting good feedback on ours?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard from that, but yeah. It's.
I want to know, and I don't know if we have anybody out there that fits this criteria, but I was telling you, all these new TVs that come out say internet ready and internet blah, blah, blah. I want to know if anyone has one of those and watches the stuff on it, how good it looks, how it makes the transition to a 40-inch screen or whatever, because I think that's kind of cool and that next step in technology.
Right. Normally, the normal stuff that you see on the web won't look good on those TVs yet.
Paul, you mean?
No, no. The quality of the video.
Because if the screen's 1 inch or a million inches.
Because people are encoding it and that in compressing it, and that takes away from the quality, you know, when you stretch it out.
That's right. The personal attacks that he takes like that, it's just so unprofessional.
It's a bit of a cheap shot, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mark's truly one of us now, though. He had to quickly chew his bite to say something because he was eating.
He finally starts
eating. What do you think of the chicken parm?
It's good. It's good. Can't see me eating it all, though. But
well, you know what I would do if I were you? Eat around the center because the edges are a little extra dough. There's no chicken and cheese there. Skip over those. Those just fill you up quicker.
Yeah,
you need to stay with the meat.
Cut out the crust.
Yeah.
You
stick with the good stuff.
You should have heard Eric yesterday on Playbook. John's asking him a question, and Eric, worse than you guys ever have, full mouth of probably three slices of the leftover pizza at once. Just John goes, did I catch you in mid-bite?
No fried dough, Fred.
It was fried dough.
It was a fried dough.
Oh, that's okay. I'm actually on a.
They did have a terrible one the other day. It was like a hockey puck hard.
Yeah, I'm on day one of a cleanse.
You still ate it, but
I did. It had powdered sugar on it, so I ate it.
I'm on day one of a cleanse.
Are you really?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You have a chicken parm sub in front of you.
Yeah, I'm not going to finish it though.
You were lying your ass off.
It's from GNC. You take these things in the morning. And then at night you take something.
Why? You're not going to stick to it.
No, it's only 7 days.
What is the point?
Just to clean out, just to get some toxins out.
You run to the bathroom after every show. You're clean.
No. This is, I'm going to give it a shot. Why not? You know?
You're an idiot.
What's wrong with that?
It's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because you're eating a chicken parm sub.
No, you just have to limit things, so... I just had a few bites, that's all.
It's as dumb as your perfect push-ups and your perfect pull-up.
What's
and
wrong
your
with
juicer.
Perfect push-ups?
You don't use it.
I do.
You're always looking for the easy way out instead of just monitoring your diet.
I use the perfect push-ups.
You're looking for the easy way out. You're the typical American. I want a pill or a gadget that's going to make me lose 25 pounds and live longer. Just stop eating, fat boy.
There is nothing wrong.
He just hit the nail right in the head.
Paul is fine because he doesn't look for the easy way out. He just doesn't look for anything. He just eats. Every once in a while, he does the one-week diet. I'll admit it.
I diet for a while, and I have no willpower, so it doesn't last.
But at least he tries a real diet. He monitors what's coming in, and you want the quick fix, and you don't stick to it.
There's nothing quick or easy about the perfect push-up. It's harder than a regular push-up.
But you think if you do those, then you're magically going to be in shape, and then you do them for 3 days, and you realize, wow, there's no change.
Okay.
That's kind of a pain in the ass. And I stopped doing it.
First of all, doing them is better than not doing them. And second of all,
I agree, you don't do them.
But that's not true.
Doing them on the floor would have been better than not doing them too, instead of spending the $50 because it's somehow going to make me look like a Navy SEAL that's doing them on TV.
That's my point.
But I do
you're
them.
Always, you're like
whatever
me
it
in
takes
college,
to do it.
You do all of them for like a day or 2 days or a week.
But that's not true. That's where
that
you're
is
wrong.
True.
That's not
that
true.
Is
me.
True.
This is me in college when I had a week to do that paper and I spent the first 6 days trying to figure out how can I get around having to do this the right way. And then I just end up doing it the night before, just like everybody else. That's what you do. You spend more time
and it's not just you. You really are the typical American. That's the problem with this fat country, this obese country. It's the easy way out. You got to look for the gimmick, the X90 or the Slim Fast or the whatever. Just eat less and work out more. Very simple. It works for everyone.
Well, okay. I don't have as much time as you do, but all right.
So then don't try to take the easy way out. Just stay fat and be happy with it. Wear your size 36s that you claim you wear.
It's better than doing nothing, right?
What?
Trying something. It's better than doing nothing.
Doing a one-week cleanse every year while shoving a chicken parm.
You do it twice a year.
Yeah. You might.
You do it twice
a year.
Do you have chicken parm parm sub both weeks that you do it?
Your mic is off for some reason. I don't know why.
Do you eat the chicken parm sub both weeks?
It's when you do the cleanse, you do that.
Yeah. Chicken parm, that's part of the cleanse.
That's part of the cleanse.
Have you noticed, Mark, America to be fat?
Very much so. I was just thinking, actually, we were on the Woods Hole ferry the other day. We went over to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
And there was a queue for the elevator to go down one floor, one deck.
Yeah, see?
On the ferry.
Lazy, fat Americans.
Well, that's crazy.
You could take 15 steps down,
right,
or you could wait for the elevator.
Right, which is like,
queue for the
you
elevator.
Could not eat the chicken parm sub, or you could try to take the GNC cleanse and still eat the chicken parm sub.
This is funny because I've been on the ferries to the Vineyard a lot. I didn't even know I wasn't even aware there was elevators on those.
I think nowadays they have
and
to.
And you know, Andy,
right.
ADA. You make fun of me all the time for my laziness, but I didn't even know that.
You took the stairs last week with us at the hotel, didn't you?
There's nothing about that. That's exercise at all. I mean, you're talking about.
Well, there was that one time when we were on like the eighth floor.
Yeah,
you ran out of gas, and I thought you were going to pass out.
But you did too.
I was a little sweaty and winded.
That was a good 10 floors up, though.
Yeah.
We had waited for the elevator for like a half hour.
Johnny Rotten this week. He goes, "Where are you guys? Two. Where are you? Eight."
Yeah.
Ooh, I wouldn't be taking the stairs.
Good for you.
Well, I'll just warn you, Fred. When you come to London,
yes,
if you go on the tube and you go to Covent Garden, don't take the stairs.
Why is that?
You won't make it.
You won't make it.
Yeah. But I take the stairs here.
It's like three sets of stairs.
No, I'm talking about Patriot Place, the grand stairway there.
Yeah, that's 86 stairs, I think, or something like that.
I think he's saying it's grander than that.
How many did I count that day?
How many stairs are there?
I've got a feeling there's over 100, and it's one big spiral.
Won't make it.
I walked down the stairs from the Washington Monument.
Down?
That's
down.
Like 500 flights or something like that?
Down?
Down.
With all your weight, gravity was certainly on your side.
Well, I was also like 12, so. All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482.
Time for the 12:29 break.
Actually, you know what it is? Doc, 12:29 break. We'll be right back.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey! Don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football. 3 Super Bowl championships. Endless memories.
It's good! It's good!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4.
Yes, it's a dynasty. And don't miss the 30-foot high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehallatpatriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say, or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again.
2 shows in a row.
Turn your mic on, Fred.
Oh, I should remember to...
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
All right. It's Make Fun of Fred Day now.
That's every day.
Every day is Make Fun of Fred Day. That's fine.
Yeah, I forgot to put my mic on today, Fred.
Well, if we make fun of Eric, he'll cry.
Well, that's true. Now we can't make fun of Eric anymore. It's just
apparently
us.
Not.
You know?
We'll let him deal with it when he gets here.
But
you two put him over the edge.
But if we can't make fun of Eric, he can't make fun of us. Right?
That's right.
Isn't that
but
fair?
He doesn't really that's because he's not fun.
So the three of us.
He's the only one among us that used to be a stand-up comedian.
That's true. Jerry Seinfeld-like.
He was a professional,
right.
But yet couldn't take it.
Right.
So
imagine that.
Imagine what he must have been like.
A guy who claims he was once a stand-up comedian can't take a heckler.
Can you imagine what he must have been like? Get mad
and he'd cry and run off.
Instead of because usually a good comedian that's like
turns the table instantly.
That's the best thing you can have. I get to do this improv. I get to have batting practice with this guy.
Right.
He probably took his ball and went home.
Right.
Turned around, pouted, walked off the stage, and went and cried.
Absolutely.
So the three of us will just have to make fun of each other like we always do.
Let's see. Brent says, Fred, 500 flights of stairs in the Washington Monument. Did it shrink in 56 years from when you were 12? I don't know. It was a long way. It was a long way down. I know that. As for the Pats, you guys get the feeling that this
season... That's a good point. 500 stairs would be 50 flights.
He said 500 flights of stairs, he said.
So that's
I don't know.
Flight of stairs is 10, isn't it? So you're saying there were like 5 million flights of stairs?
No, it'll be 5,000, by the way.
I know.
I'm kidding. It's pretty long. In fact, they don't allow people to walk up it anymore, I don't think. You have to take the elevator, but
that's probably time-related because fat people like you would get stuck halfway up and back everything up.
See, that's the kind of stuff that we can still do, the three of us, you know?
Right.
Well, I could have gone with you, too.
Exactly.
If the pair of you were going up, well, hell would break loose.
Andy can only go up halfway because you know how it narrows toward the top? They can't fit his head up that, you know, more than
he turned
halfway.
Into a cone head when he got to the top.
Right.
Turdell Sands would just look in the window up there because that's where he is.
That guy's big, man.
Yeah. I hope he sticks around.
Can
he signed a 2-year deal. That was also part of the story that they signed him to one of those 2-year deals.
You know what I like about
everybody wants to keep him?
Those always. Why do you sign a guy to a 2-year deal, Fred? Before I start making fun of the reporters for not knowing this.
Why
when you take a guy like that, why would you sign him to a 2-year deal?
Just to spread it out.
Just how about the fact that he didn't get any guaranteed money, so you can cut him anytime you want.
Right.
And you don't lose anything,
it
whether
matter.
It's a 1 or 2 year deal. But if the guy pans out, he can't go anywhere.
Right.
He's
so
under
to
contract.
Spread what out? Well, if you gave him any kind of bonus.
No, but I'm talking about a guy that you get off the street, like Terrell Sands.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you sign him for four. None of it is guaranteed.
Exactly.
It hurts the player.
It hurts right. the player.
If you have a
team.
Great year, you are under contract to that team instead of now being able to go out and market yourself.
You know, and I'm not saying it kills Terrell Sands. He was on the street. He's unemployed, so he got signed. So that's
Tennessee,
a good thing for him.
Chattanooga.
But the point is, all the anytime that happens, all the writers run around, and today was no different. A couple of guys, I heard one guy asking him about it. And does that make you excited that the team's not looking at this as just a stopgap measure and they have a long-term right. investment in you? And, you know, Sands is just like blowing it off, saying, well, you know.
And if you remember, the one time it worked was Jabari Gaffney.
Exactly.
2006, signed a 2-year deal, had a good end to the year, and he was a Patriot. He couldn't go out and say, you know what, I was pretty good, I'm healthy
That's
now,
exactly
I can go somewhere.
That's exactly why you sign a guy off the street mid-season to a 2-year deal. If it works, you own the guy.
Right.
If it doesn't, you have no risk.
Right.
That's why the Patriots right. do that. That's right. why a lot of teams do that.
Right.
But every time it happens, the writers will say, wow, he signed a 2-year to Kendall Simmons.
Like it's some kind of commitment,
deal, right?
Yeah, like it's some kind of commitment. It's not.
It's only
well,
a
it's
commitment
a commitment
when
for you,
you
yeah.
I'm a signing bonus.
But, right. And it's a one-way commitment. It's the right. player committed to the right. team, whereas the right. team's not committed to him.
Anyway, okay, and Brent says, as for the Pats, do you guys get the feeling that this season will be one of those years where the Pats will have a harder time with the weak teams on their schedule and play down to the competition? I think that this weekend they will come out firing on all cylinders and win like they do with tough games, but they will throw up a stinker against Tampa or Miami. What are your thoughts? And P.S., did Fred say yesterday that Ocho Cinco and Tio were of the same persuasion as Eric? I thought I heard that, but I must have misheard.
Well, you must have misheard because you didn't hear Clinton Portis was also included. That's the only part you misheard.
That's true.
He called all of them.
But Eric is not of that persuasion. So let's make that perfectly clear.
Because Fred has been put on notice.
Right. We can only talk about things that are true.
Right. He sucks at art. He has a big nose. He's bald.
Did he actually lay down some ground rules?
No.
Oh, okay.
He did.
It
yes,
has
he
to,
did.
If it's true.
He did.
He hasn't seen a woohoo in years.
Right. I said, yeah.
That's you got, true,
so
right?
You did have a talk?
It's oh, yeah.
It's fair game as long as whatever we're harassing him
happen?
For is true. On the air yesterday.
He got really mad yesterday. Weren't you here?
I was here. I don't remember
yeah,
any of these ground rules.
It's true. Anything that's true is fair game. He fell in love on a trip to Egypt with a girl he knew a week.
Who was 18.
And Scrabble. Played Scrabble,
Scrabble
something with her, and bite. She stopped calling.
Strip Scrabble.
We're really mean. We are bad.
Well, you are. You've got these things at the top of your
don't you
tip
love,
of your tongue,
Fred. Don't
it's
you love how he goes? We're really mean.
I mean,
Andy's got a journal over there that he just whips it out and he's like, "Hey, remember the time when he was
no,
in Egypt?"
Because we were walking, you know, back from the show yesterday, and you know, we said this. It's only it has to be true, and so Paul. And he's like, yeah, Paul Fat Bald all left behind. He's got it, like, right there.
It was like, you know, he had it memorized.
Right.
You know, it's like,
it's just
you are unbelievable.
It's like autofill on your computer. It automatically fills it in.
You're really a bad, bad person.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
see, that's
you
what you people don't understand.
You're very.
Is I'm a person who likes to bust balls. That's what I am.
Yeah, but you're very negative.
Fat Bald old
You're very pessimistic. You're cynical.
That is accurate.
And you're a jerk.
That is not accurate.
Well, yeah. It's highly debatable.
It's not.
You're an acquired taste. Let's put it.
Oh, that way. There's no doubt about that. No, no question. No acquired taste.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If you can take the ball right. bust, then I'm not a bad person.
So
everybody
so
has to take your ball bust.
It's incumbent upon
right,
you,
right,
to absorb
right.
the beating.
Exactly.
If you can't take a ball busting, then you're not the kind of person I really want to associate with.
Okay, great. So basically, you're basically weeding out people.
Yes.
Do I want to hang out with that person? I'm
yep.
gonna bust his balls.
And if he can take it and fires back a little bit, yes, I want to hang out with him. If
okay.
he can't, then I don't have any use for him.
Okay. All right. I see how it works. All right. Let's see. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Hey, Doc, how did Shop Talk go yesterday?
The big topic was the breast cancer awareness merchandise.
Fred, it's a serious topic.
What?
It's a serious topic. Yes.
Breast
now,
cancer?
That's where you were being inappropriate, because for once, Fred actually showed restraint and didn't say anything, but you have to let everybody
you have
know
to
what everybody's thinking.
Say what?
You know what you said, that it's a serious topic.
It is. You know. Is that not true?
I'd like to have, you know, Eric get a little breast awareness. You know? It'd be good for him.
So just for the record, it lasted 41 minutes.
No, see, that's not a reference to Chad Johnson, Terrell Owens. That's just a reference to hasn't seen a breast lately.
Right. He wouldn't be
interested. It's a heterosexual joke.
If he was T.O., he wouldn't be interested in that.
Right.
I'm just saying.
So it's okay.
Making fun of Eric. Lasted 41 minutes.
Sheila in Clearwater, Florida won the item of the week for the second time this year.
Okay, good. How's the interaction?
Beating out the other listener who won the other time.
You know what? I didn't even think of it. I should have told Beth, you got to listen to this show. We can do all our Christmas shopping.
That's exactly what Sheila said yesterday. She goes, I was listening to you guys online and doing my holiday shopping, so I figured I'd call in and answer the question again.
She's already doing
what did she win? Holiday shopping? What did she win?
She won one of the pink sideline hats for the weekend.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
All right.
If you go to PatriotsProShop.com and type in Shop Talk, it'll be there.
How's the interaction? Pink ribbon on the field.
How's the interaction among the hosts?
Good.
Yeah. Who were the hosts this week?
Who were the hosts this week?
Same crew. Brightenback, Scollins.
I thought it was a rotating cast.
Hey, we still haven't gotten Flanders, and they're hoping to have a guest from Reebok next week.
At least we have a regular cast. That's a big step up over the predecessor.
That's right? True.
I really want to urge listeners to listen to Shop Talk. I think that
they give away free stuff.
They give away free stuff, and, you know, it could be interesting.
Can win hats, other kinds of merchandise.
Right.
Yeah, I did see the field this week, Freddie.
Will be pink.
Yeah, the breast awareness.
The whole field
is
going to be pink?
Out there on the field.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, they have pink stuff out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That'll be interesting.
No, it's not the whole field.
Now, are you going to wear pink on Sunday?
He had pink on for our show this week.
I could do that. I could wear a pink.
I don't think I own anything that's pink. You know how pink is kind of like the in color?
It was. I don't know if it still
is. It's the new black.
Is it? Well, not in my closet. You know?
Nice pink shirt. Fred.
I don't have anything pink.
I think I have a pink Oxford that I could wear. But
a pink Oxford?
Yeah.
I don't have a pink anything.
What's a pink Oxford?
I think it's a button-down
like
shirt, right?
Yeah.
A dress shirt. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So. I'm not saying that. About 20 things have popped into my head.
I'm sure.
One serious question.
They didn't just pop in your head either.
Popped in the pink.
No, yes.
See, now I...
Randy Moss's gloves will be available, right? All the stuff that the players wear is going to be auctioned off for the charity.
On NFL.com.
That's pretty cool. So you get a unique piece of memorabilia with a story while helping a charity.
And I'll bet Eric wears something pink.
We'll have some breast cancer survivors on the field with the cheerleaders as we're introducing the Patriots.
Nice.
That's cool.
Well done. Be cool, though, if the whole field was pink. Kind of like Idaho, whatever, has the blue field. Imagine a whole pink field. You'd have to look away from that.
How come we don't have, like, a gum disease awareness week or something?
Are you really minimizing breast cancer?
No, I'm just saying.
Is that really what you're going to do right now? Is that really where you want to go? Why don't you read an email?
Once again, all complaints, 508-543-7482.
Do not be offended. I couldn't say wife beater on our TV show, but he can say, how come we don't have gum disease awareness week?
Please,
are you kidding
me?
And by the way, wife Peter was still said. It wasn't my name.
I know it was still said.
I saw Fred's face when he said, oh.
It's funny. I was so happy. I was so happy.
You had a little cringe in your face, Fred.
Yeah.
The show looked good, by the way.
Did it?
I haven't seen it. I watched the first segment.
Yeah. Did they have our mics on?
Our mics?
Because the last time I watched, that was the problem. When Fred and I, the one you didn't take part in.
Oh, okay.
I was talking, and you could kind of hear me through Fred's mic. And then he'd be talking, and you could kind of hear him through mine. Like, they were never on at the right time.
Take a breath.
Yeah, really.
Take a breath.
You're all wound up today.
I am.
What's going on?
I think it's the buffalo. A little boost. It's like a whoosh.
You sure it's not Laturd? What's his name?
Turdell.
The Sands Man.
Why don't you walk up to him and say, can I call you Turd?
No, I would never.
And I'm going with the Sands Man. I think that'll keep
Sands
keep
because he would knee you in the face by just, you know, flexing his knee a little bit, because that's about where you'd be on him.
6'8", an interior defense.
I was thinking,
that's odd.
If he sticks around, like through the off season, maybe could we get like you or Eric or who's the shortest guy on the staff? Don't you and Eric?
Eric,
battle?
I'm taller than Eric. We established that.
Have Eric's like
poofy hair.
Could we shoot a thing with Eric, like interviewing him at his locker and like the we bring you the long and short of all the coverage of the, like make it a little ad.
I don't know.
And then maybe Eric could do a kicking contest with...
We know he can't.
That'd be cool.
We know he can't because he stinks.
All right, webradiopages.com.
That's true. We can say that.
Gene from Daytona.
Had the audacity to say... The kicker this week, Paul. What's his name? Kraus?
The kid from Needham?
Yeah, he went to Middlebury.
Right.
And I go, oh, their kicker's from Middlebury.
Didn't know Middlebury had a football team. Oh, that's right. They're part of that league that has Tufts in it, Eric said.
I mean, are you kidding me? The guy had a made-up career at the... Right. He had a made-up career at a school that doesn't have a team anymore, and he's, like, above it all. He's unbelievable.
You know, do remember what happened when I called the SID at BU to try to get any records.
Yeah.
And
they
had no recollection. Who?
No recollection.
So we do remember that, don't we?
He showed up for probably 4 practices and quit.
Had him take a picture so he could have that picture
he has. They probably told him he had to do something that he didn't want to do.
Right.
His mom took the picture.
Somebody made fun of him, and he went home.
Right.
You know. All right. Gene from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Eric on line one.
By way of Somerset, Mass.
Somerset.
I believe Joey Galloway will come through for us. The reason I'm saying that is because he's not made any excuses for his poor performance. He has been a class act throughout this. Bill knows when he has a class act, and I guarantee you by the end of the season, we will all be praising him, and you know he still will be a humble man. We need to get off his case and let him play like we know he can.
Who are we talking about?
Galloway.
Joey Galloway.
I kind of agree a little bit.
I think he's handled it well.
He has handled it.
And it's been a little over the top.
I think he's handled it well.
It's been a little over the top, I think.
I don't think there's any indications that he's going to turn it all around and be a smash hit down the stretch, but I think he's handled it very well.
But he's become the whipping boy,
yeah,
like big time. And I think that's a little much.
We're taking a lot. We're becoming whipping boys too, Fred. I don't know if you read any of the SPFWs.
No, they're killing us.
Andy and I are really getting beaten up a little bit for defending Brady a little bit, and not putting it all on Galloway's shoulders.
They're just idiots.
Someone wrote in today.
Guy called me an a-hole.
Someone wrote in today saying they really respect my opinions, but I've overdosed on the Kool-Aid or something like that because I'm saying that it's not all Brady's fault.
Wow.
So we're getting beat up a little bit.
That's okay. It makes for good reading.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know. What was I going
to
say?
I'm sorry.
Lord only knows.
I didn't mean
to. How come we don't have Fingernail Awareness Month?
Mucinex.
What an idiot.
Let's see.
Open a slot.
And he gets it's produced. And it's functioning in society at a very nice hotel, right? And that's crap. You don't get much soap.
Let's see. Rich from Atlanta's on the phone. Rich, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, I just sent you an email, too. I just wanted to see if things go well, I'm going to be coming over. Well, I'm coming to London anyway. Hopefully my tickets will be there. I just wanted to know if there were going to be any get-togethers. And I've been over to London several times and recommend a place called Simpsons on the Strand. It's right downtown. It's built around the turn of the century, a lot of history, Oscar Wilde, Sherlock Holmes, a lot of those people have dined there, and it's good traditional British food.
Yeah.
So I wanted to throw that out as an idea. I know, I was listening to you guys, I don't know, a month ago, one of you was worried about the English food.
Yeah, and that's me.
It can be a trifle bland, but you don't have to worry because you've got every other corner, there's Italian, there's Chinese, there's Indian, so you won't starve. But it just seems a shame to go all the way to London just to have Italian food.
Mark, Rich from Atlanta is calling your food a trifle bland. But do you have to say anything about that?
Well, we found that the food over here, everything seems so sweet.
Ah.
And
we're fat.
Mashed potatoes, sweet, very little vegetable.
Yeah.
That's why we're fat.
That's why we're obese, Mark.
Yes. And looking at what's left of this chicken parm calzone, I can see why Andy's the way he is. But
no, you saying I'm fat?
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Are you familiar with Simpsons on the Strand?
No, I'm not, unfortunately. As I said, I'm not actually from London.
Okay.
So it's going to be as much of a sort of holiday trip up to London as it is for you. But,
yeah, it was built in the late 1800s.
Sure.
So, and it's just, very charming, a lot of mahogany.
Rich mahogany?
Leather-bound books.
Well, there will be stuff going on while we're there, Rich. Stay tuned, to Patriots.com. As we get closer, we'll reveal where there's a fan gathering Saturday night.
Right. We're going to have we'll do one there, Rich, and we'll also do one in Fred's room. We'll have the whole UK fan club, Fred's room. What room is that, Fred? 302?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That'll be the YouTube event?
Yeah, the bathtub will be full of ice with beer. And
we've been known to do that.
We
open beers by just slamming them on the dresser, chipping the dresser a bit.
I can't believe you did that in my room, by the way. That's a true story.
I just drink to get drunk.
Can I ask Mark a quick question?
Sure.
Mark, I got supposedly a couple of tickets on UK eBay. And they keep saying that they don't send them out until several weeks before the event. Can you give me any info about that?
Is this tickets for the game?
Yes, sir.
I've not got my tickets yet either. They do only release them fairly close to the game.
Okay. So, because the person I got them from over there said the same thing. So I was, rather than miss them, I was thinking actually having them sent to my hotel. And I was just checking to see if they, in fact, they were released them very close to the game. So that answered my question.
As I say, we've not got ours as yet. And,
okay.
Yeah, we've got ours through the UK Pats, and they'll be getting the whole lot through from the NFL and UK office.
Okay, but that's great.
You're not going short of places to eat in London. There's plenty of good food, and there's even a couple of half-decent American diners.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
No, I've been there, you know, probably half a dozen times. I think it's, you know, I have not been to every city in the world, but of the ones I've been fortunate to get to, London is just the greatest.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we have a bit of a gathering for the Super Bowl each year, which I went to for the first time this year up in London at an American diner.
And well, great.
It's a really good event and good food. You know, you can get your ribs and wings and stuff.
Nice.
Exactly.
And then there's Bodine's. Have you ever been to Bodine's?
That's where we have Bodine's. Yeah. We got this year's Snowball.
Yep. I know Friday night they're gonna have a gathering at Bodine's.
I believe that's possible. Yes.
Now, what exactly is he ripped traditional English food? What is that?
Pot roast.
Nothing wrong with pot roast.
I think I like
dumplings.
Pot roast.
Yeah. I mean, you would say traditional English food, things like roast beef. Yorkshire pudding, which
I like roast beef.
He's like a pancake type thing.
I think
thing.
Of them as Sunday dinners. I like them all.
Yeah,
but it's not necessarily something I'm going out
mutton.
On a Friday night. Mutton.
You don't see a lot of mutton these days.
Good mutton.
Mutton dressed as lamb, so it's tends
what
to
is
be
mutton?
Mutton is sheep.
Yeah.
Older sheep as opposed to lamb, which is young.
Yeah. I've never had mutton, Andy. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had lamb.
I don't think I want lamb either.
You've never had lamb?
I don't think so.
Lamb chops?
I don't think I ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are those little things?
You know what? I may have had lamb tips.
Lamb, they're little white things with fluffy tails.
Yes, I know. I meant when it appears on my plate.
God, we used to have pork chops and lamb chops all the time.
I had pork chops last night for dinner.
Yeah, the lamb chops with the mint green.
Yeah.
The mint
sauce. Mint jelly, mint sauce.
Right.
No.
No?
Oh, you've got that. Yeah. No.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Nicely pink through the middle.
Yeah. I like my... Forget it.
See, now everything comes
feed
back
to
that. Yeah.
So you really have to be conscious of it because he's too immature to let any one of them pass.
Do you need me, Doc? You're running around. You're doing stuff. Coming in and
just
out.
Just wanted a bottle of water.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because our refrigerator back.
Yeah, they fixed our fridge. We have this...
Aquafina. How'd you fix it? Plug it in?
No, it needed a new... coolant module.
We have this small, you know, one of those den fridges, the ones you put in your bar, glass front, Aquafina, and it's a couple years old. One day we walked in and all the food that we had put in there smelled like death because the fridge had, you know, broke, and so everything spoiled in there, and it's been sitting here unused for about a year now, and all of a sudden we come in. Is this the same fridge or did they replace it?
Same fridge.
It looks like they cleaned it out, too.
They cleaned it, and then I threw everything that was in there out.
Yeah. So it's nice to have a working fridge back.
Now if we could just get it stocked frequently by the Pepsi man again,
that'd
be great.
Can we get the Pepsi guy to come back or no?
No, no, not at all.
Why is that?
No chance? Zero?
Budget.
But what if we...
Pepsi's all over the rest of the state.
I'll get it.
And what if we mention Pepsi a couple times a show? Because otherwise we could say we're drinking Diet Coke right now.
That's right.
That we got through our order at Grande.
Grande.
And some of us might think Coke is better. Fred does.
If they're dropping off Pepsi around the stadium, they should drop it in here.
Yeah.
We have a lot of guests here.
Yes. I agree with you.
Pepsi.
And I still see
then
Pepsi.
I'll put the onus on you.
Okay, who do I talk to?
F&B.
F&B? You don't have to swear.
Jesus. Who's Barney? B and why are you so mad at
right.
him?
Fred and Barney?
Food and beverage.
Oh, F&B. Okay.
All right. I'll figure that out.
That was for you, Andy.
Thanks.
Oh, it's just another thing I have to take care of.
Oh, my God. I'm very good. I work so hard.
Let's see. Josh from Arlington, Virginia has a problem with you, Andy.
He's also got a problem with his male genitalia.
He says, poor Andy has to exclude reader blog comments to protect his fragile ego. It is sad you can't handle being bested in a contest of jabs.
I didn't understand it.
Poor, sad little man. I could see leaving it off it were offensive, but that was just sad.
But I didn't understand it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been going back and forth with Josh, and he sent a link that said maybe you can help her out or something, and it was a link to Dighton Rehoboth, like some random Dighton Rehoboth website. I didn't really understand it.
Well, isn't that what you used to teach?
Yes, I know, but I didn't think anybody would get it.
That's why he left it off.
Of course.
No, the link wasn't funny. It didn't make any sense. It was like four people would know what it meant.
It wasn't funny, Fred. No.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth, I will miss you.
Did you ever really get to teach there? Did you look at a class and run away?
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I was told about the class I was going to have and ran away about, like, girls accusing the teacher before me of molesting them and, like...
Oh, that's not a good combination for you.
Right. That's why I said, yeah, no.
He went in the classroom and someone screamed his name and he ran.
Right.
What am I, Jonathan Wilhite?
Presented by Raytheon.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah. The hall?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh, boy.
Yikes. You silly are a clown.
I can admit my errors.
Web radio at patriots.com.
Plenty of practice.
508-543-7482 is the phone number.
You did, remember, but you're not good like him.
Oh, will you stop?
At 1:30 today, like, don't forget, we have to go around the NFL at 1:30, and I took a beating this week. It was a
Andy had a huge week.
Yeah. You took it on the chin.
Andy went 13-3.
It's all right. I took it, you know.
Andy went 13-3.
How did you take it?
I give up.
Do tell.
In the can.
In the can? You had it in the can last week?
He just sits there smiling.
Have you ever had it in the can?
I think it's colder in the can.
Okay.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Paul, about the records? I had a tough week.
Yeah, you went 5-11 with the spread.
Yeah.
Andy went 13-3.
It was one of those weeks where just a few things just didn't go my way. They could have.
Yeah, about 11 of them.
Yeah, games.
Yeah, they could have.
What are you talking about?
But, like, you know, the
bell works every week.
I picked the Bills, and they screwed me, and, you know, they had a shot, but they couldn't do it.
What are you talking about? Read an email.
That's what you're hanging your hat on, the Bills?
No, there were a couple games that, man, if I had hit on
one,
I'd, you know.
You'd have a better record.
Let's see. Kevin says, hope all of you are doing well. Paul, it seems that your definition of a game manager is catching on. On ESPN the other day, one of the analysts, I forget who it was, referred to Peyton Manning as the greatest game manager of all time. While I'm biased and think Tom Brady, husband of Giselle and quarterback of the New England Patriots, is better, I thought it was interesting to hear someone else share your opinion.
I agree. I think Brady is better. I agree on both counts. I think Brady is the best game manager I've ever seen, and Manning would certainly be in that discussion.
As far as this week's game, I'm a bit worried but still confident. Baltimore's offense is much better than last year, and I think if we're going to go to the Super Bowl, the road will go through them. Being at home certainly helps, and I hope the crowd can actually make some noise at Gillette for a change. Last week, you could have heard a pin drop for most of the game.
Huh.
You know, it's funny.
I heard opposite reports and Mark shaking
his
head.
Thanks, Kevin. No, you know, I was talking to somebody from NFL Films who goes to a lot of games. He said at one point in the fourth quarter, you know, now it's still a pretty close game. Like, all of a sudden, like, people realize, oh, yeah, we're supposed to make noise now. And, like, he said it was ridiculously
quiet. See, I had a report from...
I thought it was quiet this week. I thought it was a little louder on the opener.
Brian Morey told me it was loud. He went as a fan.
What did you think, Mark?
Yeah, Jason's shaking his head. He's on the field
every
game.
Well, it seemed pretty loud to me, but then it's the first game I've been to.
Okay.
At Foxborough, so
right.
Nothing to compare it with.
Right.
Right.
The opener, I thought, you know, when they made that comeback, especially when they got that fumble on the kickoff, I thought it was pretty loud then, and then they hit, what, two or three plays later, you hit Watson for the game-winning touchdown. I thought it was pretty loud then.
Yeah.
But I didn't really hear much on and Andy's right. When we're insulated like that in the press box, we don't hear a lot.
Yeah.
Our crowd likes to get loud inside of 2 minutes when we're on offense close to scoring.
That's not good. That's not good.
At least there's a specific time you can point to.
Yeah. Let's see.
Who you got for the anthem this week? You guys were talking about the Ravens number one in the power.
A girl named Catherine Doherty.
I think that they should be.
I think the Giants should
young.
Be. The Giants? Ravens haven't played anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Van Hunt?
I mean, they have a good win in San Diego.
I mean, believe it or not, I think right now the way teams are playing – it's Giants, Jets, and Ravens are right up there.
Yeah, I think the Giants have played the best so far. I think the Ravens have beaten Kansas City and Cleveland at home. They had a good win in San Diego. That's a good win.
Yeah.
And I would put them up there. But the Giants, you know, the Giants are averaging, I know it's only three games, but like 38.5 minutes time of possession. in three games.
Eli Manning.
Patriots have like 35.
You know, now I know he already has a Super Bowl.
And not
Bowl
just
win.
Running.
Yeah.
They're throwing the ball, too.
Oh, no, the Giants are throwing the ball
Smith
very well.
Smith and what's his name were like leading the NFC in receiving yards.
Giants are throwing the ball very well.
Now, I know Eli already has his ring and everything, so he's accomplished that. But it just seems that
he's
this
better.
Year he's come out and it's just clicked.
He,
like,
looked, now he looks
he
better.
Just
now
gets it. He just
but
gets
it's
it.
Paul's thing. Maybe they got rid of some problems, and all of a sudden it's his team. He's got a couple young receivers that believe in him, and it's it's going.
He looks better to me. We'll see if he can do it over the – you know, because his problem has been consistency. Now, that was the thing about the playoffs in 07 is he put three or four consistently good games together down the stretch. He played great in the finale against us, and then he played really well in the playoffs. We'll see if he can keep doing it. But I like the Giants. I like the Ravens. I guess I think you're right. I think you got to put the Jets up there, although – interesting to me that they're playing 3-0 Jets are playing at 3-0 New Orleans.
Yeah.
What do you think the spread is?
New Orleans by 4.5.
Seven. So the Jets aren't getting a lot of love nationally.
No, they're not. They're not.
Seven. I thought that was a high number. I took the number.
Yeah. I think that's a good one. Cause
I think the Saints will win, but I took the points.
That'll be a good game to watch.
And I guess the Jets have some injuries in the secondary. Shepard and Strickland didn't practice, and Jim Leonard didn't practice yesterday. So.
Oh, Jimmy.
Not a good game to go into missing some secondary players.
Drew Brees.
The hell are you laughing at in there by yourself?
Your interesting accent on the Jimmy.
That's what I always say.
All right.
Basil,
who's the anthem again?
We're out of here, Andy.
Paul has to go.
Paul's done.
Catherine Doherty.
Paul has the big show.
It's too bad, too, because, hey, Foxborough's on TV, an aerial photo. We're right in the lower right-hand corner of that picture, if anyone's watching on ESPN News.
I wonder what
ESPN
they're doing.
2.
I wonder if we could get a telestrator of that.
It's going to draw a big dildo.
I can see my car.
Can I say that?
Wow.
Mike Reese is there.
Mike Reese.
Why does he have a shadow?
Oh, because he casts
a shadow of Mike Reese behind him.
He casts a big shadow on the landscape of
not really
Boston journalism.
The only time there was a big shadow next to him was when he was standing next to Sands in the locker room.
All right. Basil writes up. He says, "What's up, everybody? I know you're supposed to take it one game at a time and play the game in front of you and all of that. I was just looking over the schedule, had a thought. How important is the next game after this one? The Denver game. Do you think Bill had this game circled, or is he just going to treat it like any other game? Should we expect an awkward handshake or some kind of embrace? What are your thoughts?"
Embrace.
Also, I know this is counter to what you intend, but I like to listen to the Thursday show on Monday to see how well you did on your picks. I have to admit, from what I can remember, I'm pretty impressed with Andy's picks, though you all do pretty well.
Yeah, you should be pretty impressed with Andy's, because his picks,
he's got his...
I don't want to spoil the surprise, but let's just say I'm kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, he had a good week. Andy had a good
having a good year.
And just as a side note, you will now be able to hear the Thursday show over the weekend if you have DeskSite.
And it works.
Right.
If it doesn't get an error message halfway through the download.
I've had no problem with it.
I really want to know what the girl looks like that everybody's talking about. The instructional girl or something in the video?
Next break, I'll show you.
Oh, you have it? I thought we weren't supposed to download it in the stadium.
Speaking
just points at it, gets worried that he's going to get a call from Pat Curley. And
I'm on a different internet line.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Speaking of DeskSite, Philippe from Sweden writes in, just wanted to check with you guys if there's a Mac version for the Patriots DeskSite somewhere in the near future. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but all the cool kids use Apple nowadays.
Fred?
There is one coming. I think he said within the next 4 months.
Who's he?
The guy that developed this.
Don't you oversee this?
Just in time for the end of the season.
Won't be here for this season. And he also says, Philippe, I just started listening to these annoying podcasts that kept downloading in iTunes in between the videos with Acra, and I have to say you have won me over. Great job. Keep it up.
Good to have you on board, Philippe. We don't have nice, you know, bodies like Christina, but we're kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
We make people laugh out loud occasionally on the plane so they're embarrassed because the person next to them is giving them a funny look.
Yep. Get to one more email before we take a break. LT from Adelaide down in Australia. Hey, guys of PFW persuasion. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Can't wait for this week's game against the Ravens. I get to get up and watch the game on TV at 3:30 in the morning.
Oof.
Only one of the few non-primetime games I get to see. I guess we'll know with your picks who you think will win this game, but do you think that this is the week that Tom finds his touch and burns the Ravens D? I liken Tom working with the new receivers to Matt Castle's development last year, and that every week the offense is going to get a better bit by bit. Do you think that this is one of the games that Paul says the D may lose.
Yes, that's a possibility, and I think Brady will find his groove a little bit if, again, the offensive line gives him time. I don't think the secondary is great for them. I think he'll find some room to work, especially your boy Welker showing up in the locker room. He's practicing if he's on the field. But if Suggs and company ruin that with pressure, it won't matter.
Right.
So it's once again, we talked about the offensive line won the game last week. They have a big part of it this week.
Not just them, Kevin Falk, whoever's
right.
Picking up
all the pass protection. Tight ends, whoever's involved there. Right. If they give him a little time, I think he will find open receivers.
Love the show. It'll probably be way down less as soon as Paul leaves for the big show. The room did go up.
No question. We lost the fat man, and we're running lean. You get that sound bite yet I asked you to get?
I was looking for it. I can't
Christ
find it.
Almighty.
He says Fred's going to bring the DVDs.
I'll be up early morning reading Fred's blog. So, good. I'll look forward to it.
You're out of your mind. Who is that, LT? You're out of your mind, LT. You're in Australia. Tape the game. It's not like America where there's no way you're not going to hear what happens. Just tape the game, get up at a normal time and watch it. It'll be new to you. It'll be the same. Just don't go to any websites or anything. It'll
He's
be
a
easy.
Fan. You don't know what it's like to be a fan.
I do know what it's like to be
a
fan. I like
fan
to sleep.
Of? What are you a fan of, sports-wise? Nothing.
What do you mean?
You're cynical.
Bo Jackson.
You don't like anybody.
That's not true. I like plenty.
No, you don't. You're just a miserable person.
That's not accurate.
All right,
but I don't think there's. Hall is ridiculous. I'm not sure I would get up at 3 a.m. to watch anything.
Bo Jackson in a thong.
I would get up at 3 a.m. to see
with
that.
With Mendenhall.
Wow. All right, we'll be
you guys
back.
Make it sound so good.
Right after this.
Tuesday through Thursday, hear from NFL experts on Patriots Playbook.
We're pleased to be joined on the program now by Jim Nance from CBS Sports, the senior editor for NFL.com. Vic Carucci, welcome on the program. Ron Jaworski, Phil Simms from CBS, joining us here inside the Playbook. Kenny Albert, who of course calls the play-by-play for the Fox Television Network.
All right, we're pleased to be joined now by Dan Dierdorf, CBS analyst.
Randy Cross joins us here inside the Playbook.
Patriots Playbook with John Rook, Tuesday through Thursday at 2 on American Airlines Patriots.com. Radio.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules.
Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards,
but
first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2009. Bank of America Corporation.
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon. So I don't just watch the game. I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Inside the Hall is one of the newest additions to Patriots.com radio, featuring Patriots and NFL Hall of Famer Andre Tippett and former PFW writer Brian Morey. But wouldn't two Hall of Famers be better than one? I mean, why isn't Hall of Famer Paul Perillo co-hosting?
Dan's going to try to get Paul Perillo on the phone today from PFW.
Oh, that'd be nice.
He too, is a Hall of Famer.
I know he is.
So,
recently.
You know, being inducted into the Boston University Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I congratulated him and everything, and I tried to get him get him ready for the experience, because it's a wonderful experience. I told him no matter what Hall of Fame you get in, it's a special honor, and to be recognized in that fashion says a lot about who you are as a athlete, a competitor, and a person.
So maybe we'll get him on the horn after and have him talk.
I think they went to go do their television show.
Oh, they did?
Okay.
See, he's such a media whore.
And now, back to PFW in Progress, featuring Hall of Famer Paul Perillo. Unless he's on the big show or shooting something for Patriots Today.
Yeah, he's on the big show, Hall of Famer Paul Perillo. Thursday's becoming a regular thing now.
I think he's a fill-in.
Well, I know he's a fill-in, but...
Because yesterday afternoon I was in the locker room and he was saying to Tom Curran, yeah, I'm not on this week or something. And all of a sudden he was like, yeah, I'm on tomorrow.
Oh.
I think you got a late call from the pen.
Good for him. Him and Lou Maloney.
Is that who it is?
I don't know.
It usually is.
Yeah.
Half the time it's Lou. And he's a fraud, and he yucks it up with him, and
I'm
then comes here and rips
the,
it.
The news station, the Sports Hub, haven't called you guys. I've heard you on with DA.
Yeah, I don't think any of the – I mean, I've done a couple of the shows, but I want them to the point where they ask you to come in studio, and then they give you a check when you leave.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you know, like Felger and Maserati, it's just the two of them. They should have some
guests. And they fight – we talked about this off the air. They fight like you and Paul. When you guys get in one of your arguments, that's how they are.
Right.
And they just go.
But we only do it for 10
right.
minutes,
and you have
minutes.
Eric or Andy or Doctor to say, okay, move on, next topic.
Right.
They just go for 4 hours and shred an argument and just – your ears are bleeding by the time
and
they're
not even in the same room.
I don't
really?
Think you're supposed to tell that.
They're not?
That's one of the behind the
That's
scenes.
That's a trade secret you're giving away.
Yeah, trade
That's
secret.
Crazy. They're not doing
no,
it in
No, they're
the
not
same
in the
room?
Same room.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Where are they doing it from?
He does it from Burlington.
Oh, for crap.
How do you think he does his TV show right afterwards?
That's nonsense. That's not good.
I think it's an embarrassment that all these places bend over backwards to accommodate Mike Felger's schedule. How about one of them just says, I'm going to hire you. If you want to work for me, work for me. Otherwise, get
you
out.
You can't have the same.
He's not that good. Let's be honest.
You can't have the same chemistry.
I mean, that's like accommodating Pierre Woods. That's like saying, okay, Pierre, you're Pierre Woods. You're Pierre Woods. Randy Moss, yeah. You bend over for. Pierre Woods, you don't.
You don't have the same chemistry
when
you're
right.
in the same room with your co-host. I'm sorry. It's like having a phone call. It's not the same thing.
And they do a pretty good job of covering it up. It
they
doesn't
do.
Sound terrible.
No, it doesn't sound
But it would
bad.
Be better if they were in.
I didn't know.
But I think you've complained where it sounds like it's Felger's show with Tony as a guest is the impression.
A little bit, yeah.
I think that's because it's Felger. Like, the separation is Tony is the one always giving way to make sure they don't overstep on each other, and Felger is more in control, and they're separated, so it's harder to actually get into an argument, go back and forth.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But well, you're right, they need to add Andy to that mix.
We gave the big show Paul, but we're stealing one of the EI guys for Patriots Playbook today.
Chris Price?
Yeah, Chris Price is hosting in place of John Ruck.
Oh, you didn't get the other guy?
He couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Why did you want
couldn't,
the other guy?
Or didn't want to?
Couldn't.
Okay.
Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy?
Try to get Reese.
He works for ESPN.
No, he's
all right,
hosted.
That's we're in bed with them. How come we couldn't get him?
He's hosted this show
he said
before.
He couldn't do it today. I called him.
Right?
Because we're, very much in bed with them. We spoon occasionally.
Oh, I know. No, but even when he was the Globe, Mike has been a host, a fill-in host of this show.
I'm the big spoon. At least next to Mike. If Turdell Sands jumps in bed with us.
Brian in Tuscaloosa. Hey, guys. And Eric, where is Tuesday's PFW TV? It's not on iTunes. And when you click on the PFW subscription arrow, it takes you to Patriots.com, which it never
actually
used to
on
do.
That DVD.
I
on
also
the
couldn't find it on the site. Well, actually, we didn't get the DVD in time. So Chris last night really went beyond, above and beyond, and taped the show from Comcast. So now it's up on the site.
Well, and we can probably replace it with higher quality right
well,
now because I just gave you a DVD.
We just got it. But they were late in getting us the DVD this week.
That blame Neckin.
Right.
Cable News is to blame here.
Also, since I'm new
Not
to the
Chris.
TV show, where did you guys find that host? Christina Acra should be hosting, and you guys need to move from that cramped desk setting.
I agree.
Maybe you should do the show from a bar.
Guys are here. Obviously, Fred Kurtz, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. Here we go, boys.
Preaching to the choir here. Who is this?
I don't know. Oh, it's...
Some... You have the email in front of you. How can you just say, I don't know?
I deleted it.
Well, you're we would like to have some changes to the TV show, and potentially down the pipeline, there may be some.
There might be some, yeah. I heard that we might be moving. Maybe.
Spoiler. Yeah, that's funny, because I talked to somebody who said, hadn't heard anything of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, Giardi?
No. Who's somebody you? Who works at the place we'd be moving to, potentially.
Oh, okay.
When was going to do a little digging to see
yeah.
what he could come up with.
Okay, good.
But we're all about secrecy here on this show. I like it.
Yeah.
You don't know where the party is in London the night before the game. You don't know who sings the touchdown song that we play, you know,
no,
well,
I do know
every
where
once
the,
in a while
no,
at Patriots
listen to
games.
Me, listen to me, fathead. I do know where the party is.
Is my head really that big?
Oh, no, no, no.
Thank
not
you.
At all.
Thank you.
It's pretty big. It doesn't.
Waistline's pretty big.
He's got
wow.
the air.
Fat jokes
right
from
now.
Mark over here. Have a couple more of those calzones. You'll be fitting right in America.
I do know where the party is Saturday night. The problem is I don't want to just go out and say it because it's a capacity of like 600 people in the bar. So we're going to have to distribute tickets in a fair way.
Okay.
You know?
Scalp them.
Obviously, the UK Patriots fan club people will have first dibs because they're helping put this together.
It's their home.
They're the kind of the hosts,
right?
And then beyond that, we're gonna have to figure out how people can get them.
Okay.
Could we give them away on Shop Talk?
You could if anyone listens.
No, but the thing is, we have to make sure that the people who get them are actually going to use them because, again, it's a limited amount of tickets.
Right. Does what's her name
she
in
might,
Florida?
She look? Might not want to fly from Florida.
Yeah, right. Sheila, I don't know if she can make it from Clearwater. Aaron from Sterling, Virginia. A quick game. If you had to rebuild an entire positional group of the Patriots team and could only keep one current player, who would it be for each group and why? Let's assume you will have the chosen player for three more years and will skip obvious positions like quarterback and linebacker.
You're telling me I'm not keeping Hoyer? What if I want Hoyer? What if I want a young
secondary.
Quarterback?
Secondary.
Secondary. That's an interesting one. One guy for 3 years, is that?
Yeah, to build around.
I'm intrigued by Darius Butler. I know I was a little down on him early.
All right.
But I'm intrigued by him. For me, it would be between Butler and people are going to let Merriweather. If he can learn
not
how to tackle.
Not James Sanders?
I love James Sanders, but.
He's falling
I would,
off that
if I can draft game. Him next to be my complimentary piece, I love James Sanders. But as like a marquee playmaker, he's not exactly what you're looking for. I think Butler and Wilhite are both good answers. I like Wilhite, but I think Butler has a chance athletically.
Not Pat Chung.
I'm going to say you're not sold on Chung.
Not sold on Chung at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay. D-line. Oh. Wilfork, right?
Yeah. I'm just making sure there's no obvious. Yeah.
Is Warren.
No, Wilfork.
Yeah. O-line.
Mankins.
I think so, Mankins. Running backs. It's a tougher one.
This is a very difficult one.
Because you're talking
3 years.
Out, can't be Falk. I don't know about Morris.
I'll pass.
Yeah, that's
next
a tough
to his
one.
First-round draft pick.
Yeah.
The only guy that's eligible is Morris. I mean, Maroney, right?
And Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis.
Ah, that's a good one. Forgot about him.
If I have to take somebody,
right,
I guess
right,
I'll take him.
Right.
I don't really want Maroney, and the other guys are coming to the end of the
right,
road.
Exactly. Tight
Imagine
ends.
That. That says a lot about the backfield in some ways.
Yeah.
Tight ends.
It's built for today. Baker or Watson?
Baker.
Okay.
Just because he's not Watson.
Wide receivers.
Randy Moss.
Yeah. And special teams.
What?
Guskowski, you count him?
Oh,
I guess.
Sure. Gostkowski. Yeah.
All right.
A broad position there.
So that's his show.
How come he didn't ask linebacker?
He said besides linebacker, the obvious, and quarterback. Sam writes in from Chicago. I'm really glad to see the Patriots go back to the top of the power rankings after we handle the Ravens this Sunday.
Thought they were like seventh.
No, he thinks after this Sunday they're going to go way back up.
Oh, that'll be true. A lot of people have the Ravens won, so if the Patriots knock off number one, they'll move way back up.
Enough of the speculation that the Pats have lost the edge and the talk of a Jets-Giants Super Bowl is sickening, though I agree the Giants could be back. Question, as you guys were around the beginning of the Teddy Bruschi's career, was he a clear standout from the beginning? Do you see any defensive players that could become a pillar of the defense as some of our departed Harrison, Bruschi, Seymour have been in the past? When Bruschi first came here, he couldn't cover. It took him a while before he even started.
I was in high school.
Yeah. No, he was not an immediate standout here. It took him a little while to find.
Well, they didn't know what they were going to do with him. Bill was pretty honest in that. They thought they had a guy, special teamer, maybe a pass rusher. They didn't know exactly where he was going to play, what he was going to do, or if he would be a long-term defender.
The second part of that question, other than Mayo, there's really no one I can say right now is this is part of the future of the Patriots defense.
Well, I think we would get to some of the guys we just talked about. Will Hite, Butler.
But we think, there's no clear standout.
That would be the next, next step.
He asked if there's any clear standouts, and there isn't, other than Mayo.
Yeah, you know? I would say.
And Mark, this is for you, Mark. How do you limeys? Is that a bad word?
No, we've got used to it by now.
How do you limeys compare the rugby players to our football players? Is our football game seen in your country as less than manly, since the players wear so many pads and those rugby chaps rip each other's ears off?
Yeah, I think the caller, the emailer, has got a bit of a point there. It is often viewed that way, that, your American football players, they're all padded up, they're all protected.
But the hitting's bigger.
But the hitting's bigger.
Right, yeah. Because you have the advantage of the pads. You have a little protection to throw around.
That's right,
I mean, if you hit the way they do in the NFL and rugby, you'd break your shoulder.
Right, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they often do. Broken collarbones, broken shoulders.
Right.
Yeah. Damaged necks as well is quite common, I gather, in rugby.
I would imagine.
Scrummage, from...
Yeah, yeah. So, some people do kind of...
Some people, they sort of say, they're not not real men. They're all protected up, all padded up.
Yep. So what do those people think about the soccer wusses who take dives?
Well...
Yeah. I hate that. I hate that in soccer. When they just fake the injury and roll around on the ground, and then the next...
They bring out the magic spray.
Right. Yeah, the magic spray. Right,
magic spray, and then they're up and jumping around like nothing happened. I can't stand that.
Reminds me of Willie McGinnis on that goal line stand.
It's good, though. I know in the MLS they're starting to yellow card people for doing that.
Yeah, yeah. That's happening in
that's real
in
soccer, too. Have you been to a Revs game? Don't.
No.
No.
No, we were down there Saturday night. The Reds were playing the Seattle Sounders, I think.
I think they won.
Yeah, they beat the
Sounders. I don't know. Did they?
Speaking of real men,
I get
Eric's
an email
here.
That I have to delete every morning.
Very nice.
Hey, Eric.
Fred, I owe you and our listeners and everyone on the show an apology.
Why?
For my negligence in the practice report yesterday. I left out a key piece of information, and I should not have done so. I got too wound up with you being,
mean.
Yeah. He's a jackass.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
That was for you.
Appreciate that.
That was about you.
Yeah, I know. I know that. Prescott Burgess, who was cut to make room for Terdell Sands, was signed to the practice squad. They got rid of somebody you probably have never heard of, a defensive lineman named Adrian Grady, to make room for him. That happened yesterday. I apologize for that. But today... Nick Kazier. Oh, no, that's good news. I'll start with the bad.
Apparently Nick Kazier was out there.
Yes, he was out there. Gerard Mayo and Vince Wilfork, the only two who were not there.
Okay.
Fred still thinks Wilfork's going to play.
Just resting.
Okay.
See, this is a clear case of the more he stays off it, the quicker it will heal.
Exactly, which is why he'll be staying off it Sunday.
Fred, you like to read into some of these practice things a lot. What do you make of this? Yesterday, they were out there in shells and shorts or sweats.
Right.
Today, full pads.
Right.
Usually later in the week it starts to
I would
diminish.
Say, reading between the lines, today they're doing some contact.
Wow, that's what we pay him.
Could
for.
You read between the lines, Eric?
Perception.
I will give you something a little bit better.
Sure.
What's the theory this week? You can't run into a brick wall, right? So you don't run the ball against the Ravens, you have to throw it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they worked on all the passing game on Wednesday in shells where you don't have as much contact.
Sure.
And bang a little bit, get a little fits in on the offensive line on the running game on Thursday. So maybe they're in pads for the secondary part of the game plan.
That's kind of what I was looking for, Fred. I have to turn to my my friend Andy over here for
actual analysis
advice.
And not idiocy.
But anyway, faux pads.
Show,
so
show him the soap, by the way.
Good news. Soap with a slot.
Have you met Mark, by the way, too?
Yeah, we met earlier.
Well, that was in his hotel room in Boston.
Are you serious?
Soap with a hole in it. No. You know what else you could do with that hole?
See, that's what I think it is.
Wrong hole, fool. Although,
get that thing sudsed up a little bit so it's slippery.
For me, it wouldn't do the trick.
Oh,
boy.
Because you're a man. You go to a cross.
Now, right. I want everybody in this room to admit, if you were alone in that hotel, you'd try it.
Oh, jeez.
Okay,
that's
anyway.
A small hole.
Well, it'd be okay for Eric. You said anything that's
anything
true.
Goes. That's right. Wow. That's completely fair game, Andy.
So maybe I'd have to whittle it down a little and work with it.
Good news to report. Nick Kazier, who missed yesterday, was back out there today. And Andy, I know this is going to be the one piece of information you are going to have the most fun with. Tom Brady was out at practice wearing pink cleats in honor of the NFL's...
In honor of being true to himself.
Marking breast
so
cancer
all
awareness
night
month.
On TV, we're going to see
Tom Brady in pink
cleats
shoes, right, and Moss with his pink gloves, which we saw yesterday. But mm-hmm.
And then you can buy those pink cleats later.
I asked these guys, Eric, so I'm not just picking on you. Will you be wearing anything pink on Sunday?
I own nothing pink. You'd have to get something for me.
If it's pink, he doesn't touch it.
I don't have anything
that's,
pink.
No, that's okay.
That's
no,
kind of true, okay. Isn't it? That's not true.
All right, let me change it. Eric hasn't touched anything pink in years. Is that okay?
That's more accurate.
Okay.
A-hole.
Mr. Sensitivity over here, by the way, who gets on me. I'm not allowed to say wife beater on the TV show and all these things.
We have to do picks.
Says.
Yeah, and we only have 35
wait a
minutes,
second.
Fred.
After we're talking about American Cancer Month or Breast Cancer
Breast
Awareness
Cancer
Month.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, yeah.
What was it? How come there's not Sore Gum Awareness Month? He's mocking.
Gum disease. Gum disease.
Well, that's better. Seriously, the guy's mocking breast cancer.
This is
not
the same,
mocking breast
this is the same guy who mocks the military.
Right.
All the time. So,
just,
you know,
I'm
you
just
can't
thinking
really take,
of other things that.
That are worthy.
Yeah. You know.
Do you actually die from.
Tooth decay month will be in December. Okay.
Gum disease?
That's. Well, I don't know if you can die from it,
you
but
can.
It's.
You can get an infection and die.
The playoffs will be male pattern
you get
baldness.
An infection in your brain. Ate away at the entire thing.
Male pattern baldness week?
For the playoffs, yeah.
Yep. All right. All right, well, it is close to 1:30, so let's take a quick break.
That's a 30-second.
And we'll be right back.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change, patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA, member PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I
could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
All right. Back here at PFW Progress, that music means only one thing. It's time to go around the NFL with our weekly picks. And Paul's not here, so before we get to this week's picks, Andy will fill us in. And how
we're gonna say goodbye to Mark.
Mark, goodbye.
Yep, I'm gonna have to.
Cheerio.
Gotta go return his car and take his calzone. You're gonna take that for the road.
The other half.
You don't have
your wife.
You don't want
your wife. Give her a taste.
Oh, could they?
What?
Could
they?
Oh, so we're gonna see. Are we gonna see you later this month in London?
Oh yes,
yes.
All right. Yeah,
I'll
be there in London.
We might see him Saturday night. The place is can't say yet. It's a secret.
Okay, fine.
But we'll be there, and he'll be there.
I'll be there.
A few others.
I'll look out for you guys.
All right.
Thanks for your hospitality here today.
Oh,
thank you for lunch.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed your calzone.
Yep, certainly did.
And your trip here. You got your Teddy Bruschi jersey. Is that all new? Did you buy this stuff?
This one's a new one. Yeah.
The Bruschi.
Had to get a Bruschi
discount
before.
Get a discount.
No, no.
They're still selling those full price.
Still selling.
You work for ESPN now.
Well, Pat's legend.
Yeah,
that's
still
the problem. So.
You can get Seymour stuff cheap as chips, as we'd say back in England. But
cheap as chips.
Yeah, but not Bruschi. Full. And you can't get a red mayo. Been trying to get a red mayo jersey.
Here or all?
Anywhere. Can't.
Maybe you should call Shop Talk or whatever and ask them why.
Well, yeah.
See, then you'd have to listen.
That's
but.
Why we started that show, for questions like
get
that.
Jason,
but they never have the answer.
No.
That's the problem.
They always seem to gloss over
right.
It.
Right.
When it comes to Brits phoning and say, look, you know, we can't get this or the shipping cost is. And then they.
So you didn't get. You couldn't find the red mayo here at the pro shop either?
They really do sometimes. They treat Patriots merchandise like Belichick treats
injury. Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Just give me the freaking answer.
Right.
It's not brain surgery.
Why do we not have a red mayo?
I don't. When I leave here.
We're just going to put the best jerseys out there, Andy.
Right.
I'm going to knit back into the pro shop before I leave.
Whatever's best for the pro shop.
Get it.
Just in case.
It wasn't there Saturday.
Tell him Fred Kirsch sent you and you want a red mayo jersey.
Yeah. Can I speak to Flanders, please? On
yes. Right. I don't think he works in that building. He's off-site.
Hi.
Anyway, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
And we'll see you in, what is it, a month?
See you in London.
A few weeks. It's
great.
October now.
Mark from London.
This month.
Hey, guys.
We'll see you this month.
I just talked to Jim from the Pro Shop. He's going to look and see if he has a red mayo jersey for us.
Yes, for Mark.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jason.
All right.
Somebody back in England will be. It's not for myself, actually. I've been promising to try and get one for another member of the Pats.
Nice.
Good.
So,
well, hopefully it works out.
If he finds one, tell him to hold the mail.
Now that's the perfect time for that. See you, Mark. Thank you.
Take care, Mark.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. So, Andy, why don't you tell us how we did last week? I know I had a dreadful week.
Fred took it on the chin.
I had a dreadful week.
No, that was good. Power's gone to his head in there.
Yeah, he really.
Fred, you went.
That's where all his hair went.
You were in last place both ways, 9-7.
For me, that's terrible.
No points.
9-7 is terrible.
5-11 with the number.
5-11. I don't think I've ever been below 500 in the number.
Second place was Eric, 10-6, no number, 9-7 with the number.
All right.
About 500 there. Third place, whatever.
Third place.
Paul Perillo was next, 12-4, 11-5. So you were actually third place, not second.
Well, you're lying.
I'm going in reverse order from worst to first.
Okay.
And that means the one name I haven't mentioned. Andy Hart, 13-3, 13-3,
wow.
Both ways.
That's impressive.
Same with and without the number,
that's
baby.
That's impressive. That's
wow.
Good.
If only I had put some money on those 13-3
that's,
with
that's
the number.
That's good stuff.
For the season, Eric Scalavino, still taking it on the chin, is in last place both ways, 30-18 with no number, 21-27 with the number.
Fred Kirsch, second to last place, 31-17, no number, 22-26 with the number.
Really got killed this week.
Paul Perillo's in second place, 32-16 outright, 28-20 against the number. And Andy Hart, 36-12 outright, 29-19 with the number, baby.
Very good.
First place for the Hart Foundation.
Very good.
Woo! Which is the opposite of my fantasy football team, which is in dead last in the PFWinProgress.com.
All right. So we're running out of time here. Let's get going.
Mine.
Yeah, but you stink. I have a reputation to uphold. Everyone knows you're an idiot, especially in that little chair you're sitting in.
What are you doing?
You know, the short bus. He's got the short chair.
Andy has just been, like, just brutal today, just making fun of everybody. Unbelievable.
Says the guy who wants to know why we don't have gum disease awareness month.
I can't believe you said that.
What's wrong with that?
You're an idiot.
A lot
okay,
of
first game.
With that.
Oakland travels to Houston, where the Texans,
yes.
If it's them,
it is.
Are 9.5-point favorites.
Wow, it's a big number.
Andy starts things off. Andy takes the Houston Texans
Stop
to win
to myself in the third person.
And cover because Andy is the smartest man in this room right now, and the Raiders still have a quarterback who lacks one very important skill.
To
the ability to throw the football and complete passes.
Ability to play quarterback.
Oh, they're a mess.
So I'll take the Houston Texans both ways.
Yeah, they're a mess.
I will agree with that pick, Sir Andrew.
Eric, sticking with the leader, which is always the best course of action. Paul Perillo does the same, Houston both ways.
I got to go the same way.
Fred Kirsch across the board makes it unanimous. Next
the Raiders up, are going to win.
The 0-3 Tennessee Titans travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. And one of our listeners now who admitted he's a Jags fan who now listens to us all the time.
Yeah.
Jaguars +3 at home.
Oof.
I will take, you know, the Tennessee Titans I thought were overrated coming into the season. I think we put them as one of our teams on the way down in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Or certainly I had them in that category. But now I think they're underrated. People just say, oh, they're 0-3. They're not that good. I think they still have some talent on both sides of the football. I hate the Jags, so I will take Tennessee to win outright and cover.
I'm going to take the Jags to win this game.
Really?
Yep. I think Tennessee is going to go 0-4.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. I don't think either of these teams is all that good,
yeah.
But I think being at home, I'm going to give the edge to Jacksonville.
Paul Perillo chimes in from afar. Tennessee both ways.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee and Denver are the exact opposites. Denver should not be 3-0, and
right.
Tennessee shouldn't be 0-3.
Absolutely right.
So,
but at the end of the day,
but in the
you
end
are
of the
what
day,
you are.
You are what the standings say you are.
But Tennessee will be 3-1 after this week.
Okay. Next up, Cincy.
1-3, you mean.
1-3, I'm sorry.
Cincy travels to a place everyone would like to go to right now, the Cleveland Browns, who stink. Eric Mangini stinks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mutiny going on in there.
New quarterback this week, right?
New quarterback, Derek Anderson. The ship is sinking, as it's always been sinking in Cleveland.
Will he survive the season?
I think he will, just because Randy Lerner, for some reason, loves him. And I believe he owns a soccer team, right, Fred?
He does. I think he might be Liverpool.
I think he might. You're right.
Oh.
+5.5 for the Browns at home. I will take Cincy to win, and I'm going to take Chad Ochocinco to wear all the pink he can, because
mm-hmm.
he promises to, if he can get it in pink, he's wearing it this week.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing that.
I wonder if they even make the you know the Under Armour.
I bet you he can get it made.
Probably
I mean,
get it made.
You can get it dyed. I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah.
And they sell that at Dick's and everything now. So.
What?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh.
Where's Julian?
They sell the pink stuff at Dick's.
Where's Julian Edelman when you need him? I love Dick's. Crying out loud.
Forget it. He's busy. He's off
the he's at a meeting. Phone conference.
Sir Andrew, I will take
something else.
Midget boy.
Yeah. I'll take Cincinnati.
Okay. Paul Perillo chimes in from the WEEI studios. He takes Cincy to win, but he takes the points.
Oh,
what's
he's
the
a fool?
Number?
Five and a half.
I think that Cleveland will play tough this week. This could be their last stand.
But
Cincinnati wins and Cleveland covers.
Okay.
Wins.
Some people believe they're the best team in football. Some people believe the other team could end up one of the worst in football. The New York Giants travel to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a 9-point underdog at home. I will take the New York Giants to win, but I'm going to take the points. I say Matt Castle puts on some points at home, and I think it's hard to blow out the Chiefs at home. That's a good home field advantage, so I'll take the points.
It usually is. You're right. I'm going to take the Giants to win as well, but
Eric said, but I'm just saying.
You know what? Give the points as well. Take the Giants both ways.
Paul Perillo, in his portly state, says Giants both ways.
Yeah, I got to go Giants both ways, too. I can't see Kansas City putting up a fight here.
Well,
they
I
just,
can.
You know,
it's probably why I'm the leader.
Well, okay.
We'll 1 week of 13-3.
It also could be the week that the gravity gets the better of your big head and you fall back down.
Detroit, fresh off their first win in some, 19 games over three seasons, basically. They travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. The Bears favored by 10 points. I will take the Chicago Bears to win, but I'm going to take those 10 points.
Yeah, you got
to
do that.
I like my boy Schwartzy building something nice in Detroit.
I agree. I'll take the Bears to win. I'll
copy Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Paul Perillo will as well. Everybody just trying to stay with the leader of the pack. This is like a marathon, and I am the Kenyan.
I'm not going to
go. It's your pick.
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, I thought you said everybody. You knew what I was going to do. Chicago to.
I was just making a joke.
Chicago to win, Detroit to cover.
Okay. Do they have any big headed Kenyans? Tampa Bay.
Tamper.
I'm from New England. That's what we do around here. Tamper. I don't even know her. Travels to Washington to take on the. Now, Fred, remind me, when was it that you thought Jim Zorn was the coach of the year? Was that last year?
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Yeah, that was last year.
That was last year.
Yeah.
The wheels have fallen off the Zornmobile.
He did all right.
Calling for his job in Washington.
He's in trouble.
He's no longer
doing
hip hip hooray at the end of games or
huzzah.
Whatever it is. Washington, -7. Tampa Bay, one of the worst teams in football.
They are.
This is what they call a dog game.
Mm-hmm.
A bad, bad game. And
that's disrespectful to dogs.
Well, 2 weeks in a row they've been involved, right? Because they were at Detroit, the winless Detroit. They got the win. I'm going to take Washington to win at home.
What's the number again?
7. I'm going to take the number. I think Tampa stinks, but so does Washington.
I hate to do this, but I agree with you again. I think Washington will win. It'll be close. It'll be a field goal or less.
Just striding it out, and Eric's right there behind me. Paul Perillo, Washington both
ways.
You took Tampa Bay? Whoops.
With the points.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. Okay, Paul Perillo, Washington both ways.
I'm taking Washington both ways as well. They're not as bad as they've shown the last couple weeks, and they will rebound and handle Tampa Bay.
And score. It'd be nice if they just scored.
I know. Tampa Bay is bad.
Yeah, very bad.
Telling you, Glazier wanted to cleanse the team, so he just put those two guys in charge. They're going to be gone soon, and he'll start over with another powerful guy. Seattle, I need the number. Can you give me the number, Seattle at Indy? We'll go on to the next game. New York Jets at the New Orleans Saints, a battle of interesting teams, kind of a defensive-led Jets squad with Rex Ryan and Sean Payton and Drew Brees putting up the points.
God, I hope New Orleans wins.
New Orleans -7, a 7-point favorite at home. Offense, defense, battle, the eternal question, who wins? I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints to win. I think they get a couple turnovers on defense, which helps them extend the lead. The more opportunities you give that offense, the better they do. So I will go with New Orleans to win and cover.
I like that pick. I think they're going to expose Mark Sanchez for the first time this season. He's going to have a rough game. And Drew Brees is going to continue throwing the ball at will and scoring points up into the 40s. So New Orleans both ways.
I tell you, if the Jets win, go ahead, Paul.
Paul Perillo.
Paul Perillo chimes in. He takes the Saints to win, but he likes the 7. He'll take the points with the Jets.
You know, if the Jets win this game, I mean, you have
or
to
no,
say,
Fred.
You have to say that they're probably the best playing team right now. I mean, because
right now,
yeah.
But it's hard. And I think anytime you have a rookie quarterback, it's hard to make a long-term assessment
True.
Of a team and yep. say they're going to be there in November. Who knows what he's going to be? I mean, rookie wall. All of a sudden, the film gets out there, adjustments, defenses.
Right.
So he is the wild card, and he'll be the wild card through the end. Whether they're ultimately successful and go to, like, an AFC title game or whether they fall apart, whatever, he is the wild card there. So you have New Orleans to win?
I do. Yep.
And
both ways?
Cover?
I'll take the Jets to cover just to hedge my bet. But, you know,
not feeling good about it.
I don't feel good about either team, really. I just don't have a feeling for either team yet.
I agree. We'll go back to the game we just looked into. Seattle at Indy. Indy's favored by 10.5 points at home over the Seahawks.
The only thing I like about the Seahawks, I'll be honest with you, is those green uniforms that no one else seems to like.
I like them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but not only is what's like those. His name?
Hasselbeck.
He may not play, but also the other guy.
What's his name and the other guy are both going to sit out this week.
Deion
Branch? They got no chance.
No.
Lofa-Tupu?
On the line.
Jones.
Steve Walter Jones.
Walter Jones.
Okay, I'm going to take the Colts to put up some points at home. They've got their own injury concerns, but they have Peyton Manning. They're at home, and I hate Seattle. So I'll take Indy to win and cover the excessive number.
Is Indy, good logic.
I don't like
Is Indy
Seattle.
One of the most underrated teams so far this year?
Potentially. Yeah. I would never. I mean, when you have Peyton Manning, don't overlook him. I know we all talked about coaching changes and Harrison.
He looks as good as he has.
He's a pretty good player now.
A few years
pretty
now.
Good player now.
Yeah. Everyone thought there'd be a big drop-off. Mm. Not with him.
Eric?
I'll take Indy to win, considering these points, though.
You like 10.5?
I'll take the Colts both ways.
Good call. Stay with the Kenyan. Striding it out. We're at the three-quarter point here. Paul Perillo left it blank. He has Indy to win, but he didn't know the number, so we'll have to get his pick off the air. Fred Kirsch?
I'll take the Colts both ways. I can't see Seattle doing anything on either side of the ball.
That's a little 10.5, good size number, and
we're all taking the Colts.
Yeah. Buffalo travels to Miami, where the Dolphins are getting 2 points at home as we begin the era of life after Chad Pennington, the tough luck loser once again
at
quarterback.
What are they going to do? Chad Henne. He looks terrible.
I know.
We'll see. Going to have to rally the troops. Guys are going to have to step up.
Yeah.
I will take the Buffalo team to win. I think they're an okay football team. And I think Miami, obviously, you take a big hit when you lose Pennington. I know you have the Wildcat, but you're still going to be able to complete some passes and play some traditional offense at times. I just don't think they get it done. So I'll take Buffalo to win and cover.
Number again, Andy?
+2 for Miami.
Oh, Buffalo easily both ways.
Paul Perillo chimes in from, where's that, Brighton Studios? The New Balance building. Buffalo both ways.
Yeah, me too. But if they don't, and T.O. has another game, is he
ready to blow up?
Could be. Did you see his tweets this week?
Quarterback's not throwing you the ball.
No.
He tweeted that on Wednesday. I just checked with the training staff and the mail room, and no packages from Rodney Harrison. He didn't send me what I was looking for or whatever. Keeping the old steroids.
Wow.
See that, I like it.
See, you know, Rodney has to worry about that every time he gets into it because he's got that hanging
true.
Over his head.
Yep. And it's fact. There's no conjecture. It's not a, you know, joke like we make fun of Eric that may or may not be true. It's a fact. Rodney Harrison admitted to and was suspended for HGH. Right?
Why did you have to throw the may not in there?
You may not be a good artist. Right? Some people may think you are.
Some people may, yeah.
There's no fact based there. It's all opinion. There's no
I
opinion
have
on running.
No here. Formal artistic training.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
But he didn't say he sucked, which is a whole other topic. St. Louis at San Francisco, where San Francisco favored by 9.5. The Fighting Mike Singletaries have reached the point where I don't care who it is. That's pretty impressive. They're 9.5-point favorites at home. I am going to go with San Francisco because, in the immortal words of whoever said it first, the Rams stink.
Yeah.
They're a better team.
Eric, going both ways?
I like San Francisco.
Is the one making the cracks here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying traditional language when you're making selections.
This guy's not on the ball. He's not. Yeah.
And Paul Perillo chimes in from, again, the New Balance building. He's texting me with every pick. San Francisco, he likes to win, but he'll take the 9.5 with the Rams.
Ooh, okay.
That means you make a pick next, Fred.
Right, and I'm going to take San Francisco both ways.
So you're going to go both ways. Okay. Yeah. Dallas at Denver, where Fred Kirsch called out the Broncos earlier. Thinks they're a little fraudulent at 3-0.
They're paper tiger.
Hosting the Cowboys. Denver +3 at home, which is an interesting number in Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to take the Denver Broncos, picking totally with my heart here. I thought Josh was in for a tough
heart,
year.
Josh.
He's already had a good start in my mind. Keep in mind, he gets to play these teams again. Everybody says they're soft wins. He gets to play the Chiefs. He gets to play the Raiders twice a year. So if they can be good enough to beat them, that's 4 wins. All
somebody
of a sudden
has to win that division.
Steal a couple others. Who knows? But I think he can steal one from the Cowboys. The ship is sinking. The ship is sinking
for the Cowboys
in Dallas. Wow. Yes. Wow. And I'm happy to see it sink. I'll take Denver.
Not going to happen, my friend. Dallas is going to win.
See, this is where they make the mistake. They think they can sprint past the Kenyan at the end of the marathon. You can't outsprint a Kenyan. He's got so much left.
You just shut up.
Paul Perillo sticking with Andy Hart because apparently he Hart Josh McDaniels as well.
No, because he can't sprint past you.
That's true. He's actually he wouldn't have made it this far if we're going to continue this marathon analogy. He wouldn't have got off the. He would have gotten the cab like Rosie Ruiz or whatever, and
right.
Then he probably would have pooped himself like that other lady who pooped at the finish
line.
That's anyway,
gross.
Paul Perillo goes Denver both ways.
What's the number?
Three.
Plus three
for Denver at home.
I'm taking Dallas both ways.
Good, Fred.
You really are off the Broncos.
If I lose this game, then I will officially declare and admit I have no feel for this because there's no way in my mind
not that.
I can see Denver.
Telling us something we already know?
Well, who won last year?
I don't know. Who's won last week and who's kicking
your
ass?
Who won last year?
Who's kicking your ass? I'm like the Broncos, baby.
One week, he
had I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Now all of a sudden, boom.
That's
you know,
how we,
but over the course of the year,
you know,
who won last year?
Now, if you want to rip me, we're moving to a game where I deserve ripping. San Diego at Pittsburgh, where the Steelers -6.5 over the Chargers. But my two boys,
this is a trap game.
Swede and Mendenhall.
This is a trap.
Just not panning out in Pittsburgh. No. Mendenhall not getting any plays last week. Swede getting chances on the goal line and dropping them. They're already talking about the forgotten draft class, my two boys. And Willie Parker is a little banged up with turf toe, so Mendenhall
will
may need
or
to
won't he?
Step up, run the ball at the Chargers. No Jamal
Williams.
Is
Polamalu back yet?
You're the guy with the injury reports. Why are you asking me?
I don't know. Maybe.
I saw something about
you're the Pittsburgh
hoping
fan.
For a that's true. Hoping for a week four return. I'm not sure. I'm going to take Pittsburgh to bounce back. I am very much concerned with them because their offensive line's not very good and their secondary's not very good. And that concerns me because I think you need to run the ball a little bit this week and you need to stop the high-powered passing game.
Hey, did we get a new fridge?
We did.
Yeah, by the way.
Nice.
Was I really boring you that much with my picture?
No, I just happened to see it. I had an Andy Hart stream of consciousness.
I'll take though. Pittsburgh with my heart both ways.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
As much as I would love to see the defending Super Bowl champions go 1-3, I don't think it's going to happen. Even against a good San Diego team, I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win this.
And interestingly, Paul Perillo continues the trend, goes both ways with Pittsburgh. So, Fred Kirsch, will you indeed make it unanimous? You had time to think while we were talking.
No, I was looking at the fridge.
So Eric distracted two people with a fridge that's been here the whole show.
LT's back. I'm going to go with San Diego. What the hell?
I was hoping you were going to say, LT's back. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That would have been funnier. Next up, Green Bay travels to Minnesota.
Ooh, this could be the game of the week.
For the game of the week in terms of theater.
Yes. I want to watch Brett Favre.
I said before the season, if Favre actually does go with Minnesota, I will absolutely watch this game. They're going to suck me into this. There's no way I'm going to miss this game.
I will watch it as well. Now, will there be at halftime like a pay-per-view Battle Royal
Ted Thompson
versus Brett Favre?
Right.
Yeah. No holds barred. Minnesota -3.5, giving the visiting Packers 3.5. I was a believer in the Packers coming into the season. I've been utterly disappointed
anymore.
In them. I thought they were a potential Super Bowl team. I thought they had talent on defense. I don't know what to think anymore. But I think Minnesota is a pretty good football team. Favre may fall apart. He may not make it through 16, like he says. But they have Adrian Peterson. They got a pretty good defense. They're at home. I think they win this pretty easy. So I go Minnesota both ways.
I'm really torn about this game, Andy.
I'm gonna
take Green Bay to win outright.
He's always been a Packer.
Ban.
Paul Perillo says he will go Green Bay both ways.
I didn't say it.
No, that's a soundbite we always play.
I know what it is.
See, this is Brett Favre playing his own team.
Shut up and continue to read.
And there's a storyline there.
Just
he said he's always going to be a Packer. Fred.
Yeah. What did Paul say?
Green Bay both ways.
Yeah, I'm. You know, before the season, I would say Green Bay wins this game. Now, not so sure, but I'm going to stick with Green Bay. I don't think they're going to allow themselves to lose to Minnesota and disappoint their fans like that.
I've always wanted to be a Packer.
So
who'd you pick?
Green Bay.
See, that's Brett Favre. He said that when he left.
I know what he said.
So you're going Green Bay
both
ways. So Andy Hart, the only one who's taking Brett Favre and the Minnesota Falcons.
Minnesota Falcons. Well, he did play
home.
For both of those teams.
I definitely would be the only person taking the Minnesota Falcons.
Exactly
they don't
right.
exist. And last but certainly not least, before you and I start, I'm going to write Fred Kirsch both ways for the Patriots. Should I do that?
What's the number?
Does it matter?
Baltimore travels to New England, where the Patriots are a 2-point favorite.
So they're not even getting, Fred, a field goal.
Full home field advantage field goal, which is generally assumed a field goal. I am going to take the Baltimore Ravens to win outright.
Shocking.
I think bad matchup. I don't think Patriots will be able to run the ball against that front, and I think the Ravens will get just enough pressure to keep Tom Brady from taking advantage of a little bit of a suspect secondary with, I think you get what you pay for when you sign Fabian Washington and Dominic Foxworth. They're sucky corners. Now your secondary sucks.
Right.
But just a lot of playmakers on offense, balanced offense for Baltimore. I think right now they're playing good football. They're the better all-around football team, and your defense will suddenly get a little bit exposed.
Okay.
Terrell Suggs versus Matt Light is going to be a matchup to watch.
Matt Light kicked ass in the matchup last week.
He did.
John Abraham was a non-factor.
He handled John Abraham. He wasn't a factor. It's going to be interesting to see if he can do that this week. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game that the Patriots will pull out by more than three.
What's Paul saying?
Paul takes Baltimore both ways. He copies Andy. And Fred Kirsch takes the New England Patriots.
Taking the Patriots, you know, I still believe that this is a pretty good team.
Yeah, I do too.
It is a pretty good team.
I'm with you.
But the other team might be a little bit better.
Well, you said that last week and you were wrong.
Right, but I was right until midway through the third quarter when Mike Smith put his game plan away and said, I'm not trying anymore. 38-yard line, punt. Where's that Keenan guy or whoever their punter is? Punt.
The last time I heard coaching.
Bill's saying, go, and he went all the way to victory.
The last time I heard coaching was a big part of football, and that's
well, you know
why
what?
The Patriots have the
Bill
edge
Belichick
over a lot of
really
things.
Respects Jim Harbaugh and thinks he's a good coach, so I'll go with that this week. Anyway, Chris Price joining us.
Wait, whoa. They're playing Stanford this week?
The other Harbaugh.
Oh,
shut up. Chris Price joining us for the crossover here. We're doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm excited.
Ready
to
step up to the plate?
I am. I know you
usually do EEI radio,
well,
but
you
now you're coming to the real leader of sports talk radio.
I'm down here with the internet. I'm
Howard Stern is like us. No rules. You're on the internet. You say what you want.
We could just let fly in this, can't we?
I wouldn't.
Well, we can until the listeners complain.
Yeah, they call Mr. Kraft, and then you're in trouble.
We just don't have to worry about the FCC.
And Fred has said plenty of words. I mean, that start with F and C.
there's an F and there's a C in there.
Yeah.
It really bothers me that some.
And we're playing in the UK this year.
Right.
It's true.
Well, there you go.
This is going to be great. We got 2 hours here. I'm filling in for John Rook on Patriots Playbook. Eric Scalavino is going to be joining me for the first hour. We're also going to be talking
to. Hope he's better on your show.
Chris, have you ever met Eric before?
No, I haven't. It's a pleasure to meet you. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Who are you again?
We're also going to be talking with Stash from the Ravens Radio Network. So hopefully,
okay, I'm going to need an explanation of who Stash is.
Stash, that's what was explained to me. That's the guy
from Guns N' Roses.
Guy who supplies Ray Lewis with his stuff. So a Stash.
Does he work for the Ravens or does he work for a radio station?
I think he works for the radio station.
Okay,
from what I understand. So hopefully, he's going to be able to give us a little bit of insight into.
It's a bad joke. Get your finger on that ba-boom button because Fred's got one. I can smell it.
I was just about to throw the garbage away, and somebody took the can away.
What?
I was going to put my garbage in the can.
There is.
They emptied the can.
All right. Well, that's.
Told you that wasn't a very good one. He tried to make up a can joke there, but
that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Again, big game on Sunday. Patriots bounce back up in the power rankings, and as far as this show, we'll see you next Tuesday.